Gemara says on Daf Kufte Zayin on the base that in the days of the Gemara the practice would be that only one person would say the Haggadah and the other people would be Yotze with Shemir Koinah, like we do by Kiddush and Abdullah, that one person says the Kiddush and everybody else is Yotze with Shemir Koinah. The din is, let's say, Batkir Shofar also like that, one person blows Shofar and everybody listens and they're all Yotze with Shemir Koinah. So the Mishnah says in the end of the third parak in Rosh Hashanah that the Baal Takeiah has to be a Mechuy B'dor. If the Baal Takeiah is a woman, what about the Kiyah is a Cherusha to be cut, and any one of whom is not obligated to hear the Kiyah Shofar. So the Mishnah says, Mishenim Mechuy B'dor, and Emotia Sarabim Medechoy Vosong, you don't apply Shomer Kain. So the same over here, the Gemara says by Haggadah. If the one is going to be reciting the Haggadah as a Rab Bar Chiyuba, one is not obligated, let's say, so then you cannot apply the principle of Shemei Kain. So the Gemara says, what if the one who says the Haggadah is a Summa? He's blind. So the Gemara has a din that Summa is Patam Eloi Mahaggadah, that the Summa is not Mechuyiv Min HaTorah to say the Haggadah. Because it says, Babu Zeh, Os Hashem Li B'Tzeisim in Mitzrayim. And the word Zeh, in Tanakh, the Gemara always understands the word Zeh as something that you can see, something that you can point to. Inei Lakeinu Zeh, Zeh Keinu Li Anvei. The Gemara says, Rosa Shivcha Laya, Masha Lora Yichesko Bambuzi, Rimaiz Merkob. Zeh means something Rosa, something that you can see. So here also it says, Babu Zeh, Os Hashem Li, Babu Zeh Lora Maitel, B'Sho Sheish Matzumoro, Munochim Lifonecho. So the Gemara says that's how I know that a Summa is Patam Eloim HaGadah. So the Gemara is bothered with a Kashin. So a Summa is not Mechuy Ben HaTorah, and you can't apply Shemei Koine if the one who's doing the Amira is a Lab Bar Chiyuva. So how come in Rav Yosef's Yeshiva he used to recite the Haggadah? He was blind and he said the Haggadah by heart. He knew Tanakh by heart. The Tosis points out in Bava Kam, he knew Tanakh by heart, Rav Yosef. So he knew the Haggadah by heart, not so difficult. So he used to recite the Haggadah and the Yeshiva and everybody was Yotzei. You see, by the way, they used to have Yeshiva on Pesach and Balozhin. Balozhin also like that. They used to have a Seder together. And the Netziv used to fear the Tish by the Seder. Talmidim would stay in Yeshiva for the Seder. So here also by Rav Yosef, the Talmidim would be there. Rav Yosef would recite the Haggadah to be Motzei the Talmidim based on the principle of Shemei Koine. And the Gemara says, how does it work? And for the Gemara, Babazel Amarta Levisho Sheish Matzo Mo Menachem Lefanecho implies that the mitzvah of Tzipi Tzias Mitzrayim is only a mitzvah Min HaTorah when you have either Pesach Matzo Umaror, either all three, or two of the three, or one of the three. So Bizman HaZeh, there is no Korban Pesach. And the Gemara says that Mor Bizman HaZeh is only the Rabbanim. There's no Mor Derais. Because it's a hekish. The only time you have Mor Derais is Bizman Dika Pesach, Bizman Deleka Pesach. There's no Mor. What about Matzah Bizman HaZeh? Is Matzah Bizman HaZeh Derais or is it the Rabbanim? So the Gemara has a machlekes. And he's daf. I'm kuf tezayin on the base. I'm kuf chofam and aleph. They give you the cross references here. Machlokes Amorai. So the Gemara puts it all together. If you hold that there is no Korban Pesach Bizman HaZeh, Mor is only the Rabbanim. If you hold like that opinion, the Matzah is only the Rabbanim. So there is no Baal HaZeh. So the whole CPTS Mitzrayim is only the Rabbanim. So only the Rabbanim. So then Rav Yosef can already be Motzi the others in the Amira Sahagodah. Yeah, that's a further question. Why? But he's not Mechuy B'dor with the Rabbanim either. Assume it's Patam Eloi Mahagodah. So he's Patam even with the Rabbanim. So does the Gemara mean to say that the Summa is only Pater on the level of the Reis above the Rabbanim? The Summa is Mechuyiv Loi Mahagodah. So the Mele, the other people, everybody else, all of us are also only Mechuyiv Mede Rabbanim. If you assume that Matzah Bizman is there, is only the Rabbanim. So there is no Bar Zeh. There's nothing to speak of. Is that what the Gemara means to say? That the Summa is only Pater and Atar is Pater and Rabbanim? No, the Gemara perhaps means to say that that Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah that says that Mishnah Mechuyiv B'dover and Emotzi HaSarab in Medechai Vasa, maybe the Mishnah only applies to Mitzvahs Deraisa. Maybe a Mitzvahs Derabbanan, the cloud doesn't apply. Maybe if he should say that Tzipi Tzis Mitzrayim is Man HaZeh is only the Rabbanan, because Marer is the Rabbanan and Matzah is the Rabbanan, so there's no Bar HaZeh, so the whole Tzipur is only the Rabbanan. So then with respect to Adin the Rabbanan, you don't need Mechuy B'dover. So what do you do with the Mishnah Megillah that applies it to Mikra Megillah? Mikra Megillah is only the Rabbanan. How come you say there, Mishnah Mechuy B'dover and Moti HaSarab Medechai Vosan? So Mr. Amiel answer, and Mikra Megillah is a higher level of a Din Rabbanan. Maybe Mikra Megillah is a Direi Kabbalah. That's what some Achrayim say. Shagasai writes like that, and Turiyevin, Rabbi Kibegi quotes it, others, Rabbi Chaim Oizer quotes it like that. Maybe we should consider Mikra Megillah as a Divrei Kabbalah that we discussed before Purim, Machlekes Achronim. Shabbat Rav doesn't like that idea. He attacks that. He shows from Rashi and Tainus that Mikra Megillah is not considered the Divrei Kabbalah. But if you're going to treat Mikra Megillah like a plain Din Derabbanon, and you're going to say with Tesis and Rosh Hashanah writes like this, that Mishnah and Rosh Hashanah, Mishnah and Mechuyi B'dogre, and Emotzi Yisraim Derabbanon only applies to Mitzvahs Deraisa, and Mitzvahs Derabbanon it doesn't apply. So what's Tesis going to do with the Mishnah Megillah? The Tesis will have to say that Megillah is a higher level of a Derabbanon. It's considered a Divrei Kabbalah. Well, it's rare they have to say like that. Anyway, this is the Gemara. This is the Gemara. The Minhas Chinuch writes a Sofik, and we don't really understand what a Sofik. This Gemara is Poshet is Sofik. Several Gemaras are Poshet is Sofik. The Minhas Chinuch writes a Sofik. Let's say a Jew is in Siberia, and he doesn't have any matzahs. So is the obligation of CPTS Mitzrayim only the Rabbanah? Because Babazele Amarta Rabbishoshesh Matzumah Munachim Lufanecha. You have to take it literally, Munachim Lufanecha. It's in front of you. Or should you perhaps understand that phrase a little differently? It's just a Melitza. It means when there's an obligation to have Pesach Matzah or Moror. If there's an obligation to have one of these, then there's also an obligation to have CPTS Mitzrayim in conjunction with the obligation of Pesach Matzah or Moror. But Bizman She'ei Matzah Mor Munachim Lefanecha means if there's no obligation for Matzah Mor or Pesach, then there's no obligation for CPTS Mitzrayim. So that's what the Minhas Chinuch is Mesupik. What if you have a person who's a Bar Chayuva, he's obligated to eat Matzah, but he just doesn't have any Matzah. He's in Siberia and they don't, the communists don't let him eat any Matzahs. So is the obligation of CPTS Mitzrayim there, I said the Rabban. So the Pashtus in the Gemara is that you're supposed to take it literally. The Gemara says that Esum is Patam Bilayim HaGor because it says Babu Zeh, even if it's Mamish Munach Lefanach, if you can't see it, there's no good. You have to be able to see it. So Tach Teferish. So Pele Dikim in Haschina, how can he raise such a Hakir? So the Pashtus says that it's to be taken literally. Babu Zeh Le'amati Le'bishosh HaMatzimah Munachim Lefanach, literally. The tour has a Machlekes HaRishonim. I want us to understand the nature of this din of Munachim Lefanecha. Shoshesh Matzah Mor Munachim Lefanecha. Is it a kiyum in the Sipitzis in Tzrayim or is it a kiyum in the Matzah? How are you supposed to understand it? With the following Nafkimina, let's say the Torah has a funny case. So there's one simon in the Torah, it's a Shulchan Aruch, a whole simon dedicated to this. By us is funny, and in Europe it was no joke. If a person doesn't have any wine, so how does the Prava say, if you don't have any wine, what do you do on Pesach night for a Seder? So he has five different shittas. Every step of the way there's a machlokes. There's probably more than five shittas. If you make all the combinations, the computations and the calculations, more. Here, Simitav Pei Gimel. So the debate among the five different shittas that the Torah quotes, some of these are on the level of their Isa. Some of them are only the Rabbanans, but they're also interesting, the Rabbanans. But some of them are on the level of their Isa, and one of them seems to be on this topic. Some Rishonim say that you should say Kiddush on Matzah in the beginning of the meal, just like all year long. When you don't have any wine, you can say Kiddush on Challah. Machlekes are Rishonim, but you can say Kiddush on Challah. That's how we paskin. In Europe, apparently, there was a common practice that a lot of people, the Chafetz Chaim and many other people, just couldn't afford wine. It was too expensive, but challah they did have. So it was a very common practice to say Kiddush on challah, on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So on Pesach night, if you don't have any wine, some are of the opinion, you say Kiddush on matzah in the beginning of the month. So some say, but you better have in mind not to be yotzei the mitzvah of matzah, because you want to have the whole Haggadah recited before you eat the matzah, before you fulfill the mitzvah of matzah, because and you have to have lechem oni, lechem she'odim al of dvarim harbe. So these Rishonim understand that you have to have literally matzah that you're going to fulfill the mitzvah matzah with. The matzah that you're going to fulfill. See, a lot of people do like this. A lot of people have a lot of guests. So when it comes time for mitzi matzah, they're going to take out another box of shmur matzah, they're going to give everybody their own matzahs. But Kozman, they say they don't have this whole ton of shmur matzah on the table, they just have three matzahs on the table and that's enough. So then it comes out that all of the people, the father of the household, the grandfather, whoever it is, who's probing the Haggadah, he's probing the Seder over there, and he's going to eat from the matzahs over which he recited the whole CPTS from Tzeraim. So he's Yotze the mitzvah matzah b'shlei Musa. His is lechem ayin, lechem shodim ala dvar mad. The other matzahs that all the other people are eating were not on the table at the time that they recited the Haggadah. So they're only Yotze b'dyevet. They're not really having lechem ayin, lechem shodim ala dvar mad. And other Rishonim disagree, and they say, no, what are you talking about? You can be Yotze Matzah, you say Kiddush on Matzah, if you don't have wine. It's in the Tav Pei Gimel. If you don't have wine, so you say Kiddush over Challah, and on Pesach night, you say Kiddush over Matzah. You say Kiddush over Matzah, so say Asher Kiddush Am Sassan Alachilas Matzah, be Yotze Matzah. So be Yotze Matzah now, what's the problem? Oh, you have to say the Haggadah later, so you take some more Matzah and put it on the table. So they obviously understand that Lechem Shoinim Olo Dvarim Harbei, and Barbazela Matel Bishol Shesh Matzah Munachim Lefanech Matzah Mor, that's a din in the CPTS Mitzrayim. That when a person gives a lecture, it gets a little boring. So if you draw pictures on the wall, if you write on the blackboard, you show, if you have audio visual aids, if you show slides, so then it helps in the Hasbara. So on Pesach night, it shouldn't just be a lecture that the father of the household is going to get a long lecture for 5 hours. No, he should have, here's the matzah and here's the morah, and he picks this up. He says, lecha matzah zuz al oichlam. You have to have a demonstration. You have to act it out a little bit. But that's just in order to make the CPTS inside lebedik. That's an enhancement. That's a hiddur in the mitzvah of CPTS. It's not a hiddur in the mitzvah of matzah. The matzah, you can be, I'd say, without having on the wall of Dvar Mat, you don't have to be Yotze the Matzah, and that Matzah that was sitting there, over which you recited the whole Haggadah. This is a major machlokes of Rishonim, how to understand the din deraisa. The Torah quotes are the Siman Tov Pei Gimel. So it's really enough gemina to everybody say that. We do have wine, so we don't say Kiddush over Matzah. We have Matzah on the table while we tell the Haggadah, but we don't have all the tons of Matzah that we're gonna bring in the boxes of Matzah later. According to some Rishonim, the proper thing is that you should have all the matzah that everybody, if you have a lot of guests, and they're not going to all be able to eat from the matzah, from the three matzahs that you have on the table. So a group of Rishonim hold that you should have all of those matzahs on the table, the Shas Sipur. So all of the matzahs is Lechem She'onim Olav Dvar Mavik. It's a big discussion they have in there. Siman Tov Pei Gimel. They have all the discussions. Some hold that you can't. Some hold, huh? No, it's not Shalokin. No. Rabbi Chaim wrote a special sefer for soldiers in the Russian army. So he talks about that. Can you say Chamam Medina? Like they didn't always give them. The Chavetz Chaim himself didn't have wine, so he doesn't expect the soldiers to have wine. But at least Chavetz Chaim had chalas. Soldiers may not even have any chalas. So the Shabbos, can you, Chamam Adina, they'll have schnapps, they're going to have vodka, that they're going to have. So the Shabbos, can you say, B'shas Hadchav Godel, can you be lie all year long? Pesach night, you can't make Yiddish on vodka. But on Stamets Chamazik, no. But all year long, the Chavetz Chaim talks, what if it's a big, big Shas Hadchav? Are you allowed to rely on those who show him a hope that you can say Kiddush all year long on Chamam Adina? Pesach night, it's hard to say more so that yet. Because the Dalmi Hach of the Kiddush, even if he say you have no wine, so you can't be Yotze Kiddush, maybe you can be Yotze, maybe you still say the Kiddush, but Torah Sar B'Kaisis, right? That's a big discussion, a big, big discussion in the Torah and in the Mefarshim.
Why is this something that we have to say? How come we can't say that by
the Summa. The Summa can never say. Could be. Okay. Could be. The question, what does that mean, Kol Shein Eroi Labila? What's the nature of that thing, Kol Shein Eroi Labila, Bila Me'akemes? The way the Shagasari writes, Simen Vav, and the Shagasari probably wouldn't apply. The Shagasari says that the only time you apply the principle of Kol Shein Eroi Labila is if the mitzvah b'shleimus of a korba mincha, for example, is with b'lila. Mincha b'lila b'ashemi. He's supposed to do b'lila. So if he didn't do b'lila, so it's already an incomplete mitzvah. So you should really. So for the Yevad Yoytze, Loi Bala Yotza. The Mishnah says in the Nachas, Loi Bala Kosher. But what if it was Loi Bala? What if you have so much flour in the Bisa, so much flour in the Klisharis, that is physically impossible to do blila. So then I say the lack of blila is such, makes it that it's such an incomplete mitzvah that even if you would have wanted to try to do the blila, you wouldn't have been able to. So then the incompleteness of the mitzvah is worse, and then you say that you're not yetz. So the Shagasari claims that the only time such a principle applies kol shenei ro the bila, bila miyakebes, or for example in the Gemara, that when you do chalitza, it's a mitzvah. So the mitzvah b'shleimus is chalitzas hasando and the rikike and the kriyas hapsukim. What if they didn't recite the kriyas hapsukim? So then we paskim, achlekes satanai, we paskim b'dieved, the chalitza will be kosher. You'll be out to the mitzvah, shalor b'shleimus, b'dieved, it's also good. But what if they didn't recite the psukim of the chalitza because they're a cherish ain't a yachal adabe, either the yavam or the yavama, is a cherish any yochel adam. So then it's an it's a very incomplete mitzvah of chalitza. It's so incomplete that even if they would have wanted to try, they wouldn't have been able to, the impossibility to do it in an incomplete fashion. So he says, oh, if it's so incomplete, then it's ma'akev and mitzvah. So he claims that the only time, not everybody agrees with him. Rashbam and Baba Basra and Daf Pei Aleph has a totally different understanding of the klal. But the way the Shagasari understands it, he quotes Rishonim who hold the favors like him. That the klal of kol she'ein ro the bila only applies when there's something incomplete in the mitzvah. According to the way the Min Haschinuch is raising a possibility that as much as matzamar menachem lefanecho, there's nothing incomplete if it's not menachem lefanecho. All the Tanoi meant to say was that there's a connection between the chi of matzah and the chi of CPT. But it doesn't have to be even lechatchila, you don't have to have it on the table. And we, our pashtus, do not assume like that. So then you wouldn't be able to say by the sunnah. So what do I care if by the sunnah he's physically unable to even to look at the matzah? If no one else even has to look at the matzah lechatchila either. So what do I care if the sunnah is physically unable to? So the pashtus is that we assume you really have to have matzah there. You really have to look at the matzah. The matzah has to be exposed. The matzah is in a box. So it's no good. The matzah has to be exposed when you say the CPT is in tzrat. And you have the shayla and the rishon, whether it's enough if you have a little matzah just to be yotze CPT is in tzrat. Or all the matzah that all the people want to be yotze with should be exposed on the table at the time of CPT is in tzrat. It's a good kashi. You mean if you hold afikomen is mitzvah matzah? There's a machlokes, right? We discussed yesterday. Basis in the Rashbam think that afikomen is really the ikar mitzvah matzah. That when you eat matzah in the beginning of the meal, and you say the brocha, shekhar deshanah, the mitzvah, so it's one al achilas matzah, you have a mind not to be yotzei matzah there. And you only have a mind to be yotzei the matzah at the end of the meal. And the Rosh says not so. The Rosh says that the afikomen is only zechel of Pesach. It's not really the ikar mitzvah matzah. It's a good time. Who is the one who instituted that? The tzofun, that you break the matzah in half, yachatz in the tzofun. Apparently these rishonim hold that Babazela Amati is just a din in CP, it's yes mitzvah. Or maybe they hold that afikomen is not a din in matzah. It's a din in korban pesach. I don't know. It's an interesting point. Very good point. There is a problem also when you have guests in your home for the Seder. There's one issue as to whether you have to have all the boxes of matzahs exposed on the table, this question in Rishonim. And then there's another issue that's raised by the Taz based on the Gemara on Lamed Chesam and Aleph. The Gemara quotes the Mishnah in Sukkah that says that the first 2 days of Sukkah you have to have Shalachem for the Dalad Minim. And the Gemara says, what if you'll have an Esrig of Maisa Sheni? Is that called Shalachem or not? So the Gemara says it depends on the Machlekes Reb Meir Reb Yudah in the Machlekes HaTanoim in the Mishnah, whether Maisa Sheni Momen Bailim or Maisa Sheni Momen Gavoya. If you hold the Maisa Sheni is Momen Bailim, then it's called Shalachem. If you hold Maisa Sheni is Momen Gavoya, then it's not called Shalachem. That's how we pass it. We pass him Reb Meir Reb Yudah, Halachik Reb Yudah. And the Gemara says in Kiddush, in the end of the second paragraph, this is an exception to the rule. And here we pass him like Reb Meir. Reb Meir holds that Maisa Sheni is Momen Gavoya. It's not called Shalachem. If you Mekadesh and Isha with Maisha Sheni, she's Eina Mekodesh, because it's not Shalachem. And if you have an Esrik Shal Maisha Sheni on the first 2 days of Sukkot, it's no good because it's not Shalachem. So the Gemara says, and what if you'll take matzah made from Maisha Sheni? What's the din? So the Gemara raises a different question. Maybe it's matzah Sheni Nachelos B'chol Moshe V'Seichem, a different angle, a different aspect, why it may be no good. But the Gemara says, what about this angle? What about the Shalachem? So the Gemara says, yeah. It depends on the machlokes hatanaim, Rav Meir, Rav Yudit. If you hold Ma'aseh Sheni Mama Gavoya, that's a lipaska. Ma'aseh Sheni is not Mama Baila. Ma'aseh Sheni is Mama Gavoya, so it's not Shalachem, so you're not Yaitzei. So the Gemara says, Pshita, you just told me that when he gave to Esrik Shal Ma'aseh Sheni. Pshita, so it's the same thing by Matzah. The Gemara says, not Pshita. By Esrik, there's a Pasuk, Lekach Melachem, Shalachem. There's a Mishnah that says that you need Shalachem, Ein Ani Yaitzei Dechavasa, but Allah Shalachavei, right? On the first day of Sukkot, but matzah. Who says you need? Where does it say miksiv matzaschem? Where does it say that you need shalachem? So the Gemara Taka says, how do you Taka know that matzah shemaisa shem is no good? Maybe you don't need shalachem. Maybe there's no problem. The Gemara says no. There's a gzereshav lechem lechem from chiyuv challah. Chiyuv challah. The din is that isa shemaisa sheni if it's mama gavaya is not chayv. So here also you need shalachem. That's the conclusion of the Gemara. So the Rambam writes it in that matzah gzula ain't on a miyotze bo yedei chayvasa because mitzvah bo b'aveira. Mitzvah bo b'aveira. You should have said a better reason. Forget about mitzvah bo. Mitzvah bo b'aveira is a machlokes in the Gemara whether there is such a din. Mitzvah bo b'aveira. Zog because you need shalachem. So the Rosh comments. The Rosh writes on his daf on daf lamed ches. Matzah gzula is no good because you need shalachem. It's not shalachem. So. The Chapela and the Rambam. The Rambam quotes this Gemara. The Rambam paskins matzah shal ma'aseh sheni eder on yetzav dechavasa bepesach because he needs shalachem. So if he needs shalachem, so why don't he have to go give a different reason that a matzah zula is no good because mitzvah b'aveira? He could have said because of the lack of shalachem. So Rav Soloveitchik said in the Stoma the Rambam understood the Gemara differently. The Gemara says that it doesn't really say matzah aschem. It doesn't say shalachem by matzah. So how do you come off to say such a thing that matzah shal ma'aseh sheni ledivra meir? That's the top line on Lamed Chesem and Aleph. Matzah shal ma'aseh sheni ledivra meir eidon miyotzei bo yedei chavasa bepesach, and that's how we paskin. Why not? If it's mama gavaya, so it's no good. Why should you say it's no good? There is no pasuk that says matzah aschem. So the Gemara says, well, we derive it from gzereshav alechem lechem from Chala, and by Chiv Chala the din is that Ma'aseh Sheni, if Ma'aseh Sheni is Mama Gavoya, you say not Chayim Chala. What does that din Taki mean? By Ma'aseh Sheni, is it my Chala? Is it din you need Shalachem? By Chiv Chala, I work in a bakery. I'm the baker. You own the bakery, and I'm the worker. So there's no Chiv Chala because I'm mixing someone else's flour and water. There is no such din that you need Shalachem. The din is, he can't be mafish trumas and maisis on somebody else's food. I can't be mafish chala on someone else's dough. It's a different thing. But there is no din that you need shalachem in order to be chayim and chala. So the din by chala is a new din. That hegdish is not chayim and chala. That's the word. Hegdish is not chayim and chala. So if you hold Ma'aseh Sheni, Mama Gavoya, Mama Bailim is two inyanim. One is, a man is Mekadosh and Isha with Ma'aseh of Ma'aseh Sheni. The Sheni Kudesh is Anad. If I give you Ma'aseh Sheni, the Matana. I'm a farmer, I have Ma'aseh Sheni. I sell you the Ma'aseh Sheni, I give you the Ma'aseh Sheni. Is the Matana Chal, is the Mechira Chal. Mekadosh and Isha, when I give her the food of Ma'aseh Sheni, is the ownership of the Ma'aseh Sheni transferred. So that's a question of Dini Mammon. If your Ma'aseh Sheni is Mammon Bailim, I have the ability to transfer the ownership to somebody else. If your is Mammon Gavoya, so I don't have the ability to transfer the ownership to anybody else. So that's one aspect of the. There's a double machloikis with the Ma'aseh Sheni Mammon Bailim, Mammon Gavoya. That's one machloikis. And Dini Mammon is it considered, do I have the right to act like a balabas? It's mine, like a Bailim and Dini Mammon is or not? Then there's another machloikis with the Ma'aseh Sheni Mammon Gavoya, Mammon Hedyid. Is it considered Hegdish or not? If you hold Ma'aseh Sheni Mama Gavoya, I treat Ma'aseh Sheni like Hegdish. If you hold Ma'aseh Sheni's Mama Bailim, you don't treat Ma'aseh Sheni like Hegdish. That's a Gemara Menachos on Daf Pei Beis. Gemara Menachos Daf Pei Beis is beferish like that. About Ma'aseh Sheni, that is the Machlekes Reb Meir Reb Yudah, is another dimension. When you get to buying a Shlomim with the Ma'aseh Sheni, so it's beferish in the Gemara that it's a Machlekes about the nature of the Kedusha, not just the Machlekes. But the aspect of the Dini Mammon is, does the farm have the right to act like a Bailim on it? But also, Machlok is Menegir, do you treat it like Hegdush or not? So here, that's apparently how the Rambam understood. Chiyuv Chala only exists on Hedyot. There's no Chiyuv Chala on Hegdush. That's Mishnayis like that. There's no obligation to be Mafish Chala on an Isa Shal Hegdush. What if the Isa is an Isa Shal Ma'aseh Sheni? They treat Ma'aseh Sheni as Hegdush. And it's potter from Chala. Now, so Gemara says that depends on the Machlokes on Meir Reb Yudah. If you hold Ma'aseh Sheni Mama Gavoya, so it's called Hegdish. then it's not chayv mechalif. Yol ma'ase sheni ma'am bailim, so it's not treated like hegdish, and it would be chayv mechalif. So the Gemara learns out lechem lechem egzera shava. The Gemara puts all the three things. Rabasi has three statements, one after the other. There's machlekes ha'meir Rabbi Yehuda and ma'ase sheni ma'am gevah ma'am bailim. That's in the Mishnah. Rabasi shoots off three nafkaminas, and this machlekes, one is benegir to chayv chala, one is benegir to matzah, and one is benegir to esrog. So esrog is simple. That's the easiest one. Esrog shemaisa sheni, is it shalachem? On the first 2 days you need shalachem. Is it shalachem? Is it not shalachem? That depends on the machlekes ha'meir Rabbi Yehuda. That we would have said on our own. The first one by ma'ase sheni, that's already a chiddush. That you have to know the Gemara Menachos already. The machlekes ha'meir Rabbi Yehuda is not only is it shalachem or not. Machlekes is, do you treat it like kodesh or do you not treat it like kodesh? Hegdish. Let's say I have a sefer Torah tefillin and mezuzah has kedusha, but it's not called hegdish. Let's say somebody steals my tefillin, they don't have to pay me. Somebody destroys my mezuzah, they don't have to pay me. You say that mazik is a hegdish is proper. It's not hegdish, it has kedusha. The tefillin and the mezuzah, the sefer Torah has kedusha, but it's not called hegdish. But what about ma'ase sheni? If somebody a farmer has ma'ase sheni, do you consider the ma'ase sheni as hegdish? Do you label it as hegdish or not? So the Gemara says that's also a machlekes ha'meir Rabbi Yehuda. If you hold ma'ase sheni is mamon gavoya, then you call ma'ase sheni hegdish. If you hold this mamon ban, then you don't call it hegdish. So if you call it hegdish, then it's patur from chiyuv chala. So the Rambam understands. You learn at zereshov lechem lechem from chiyuv chala. You learn to matzah. That just like hegdish is patur from afroshes chala. If you mix hegdish, you get flour and water. It's not no chiyuv chala. So too, if you have a matzah shal hegdish, it's possible for the mitzvah of matzah. But if I steal a matzah from the bakery, I steal some matzah from Manashev, it's a matzah gzula, that's not hegdish. It's not a hegdish to begin with. It's not shalachem. So the Rambam says, who says he needs shalachem? By esrog, the Gemara says he needs shalachem. By matzah, the Gemara says, it doesn't, miksiv matzah aschem, it doesn't say shalachem. You don't need shalachem. The only vort is, if it's hegdish, it's possible. So if you hold ma'ase sheni, mama gavoya, so it's hegdish. That's what the Gemara meant to say. That's how the Rambam understood. So just to review, there seems to be a machlokes. Not there seems to be. There seems to be. It sounds like there's a machlokes, the Rosh and the Rambam. How do you understand the Gemara? The Gemara says it doesn't say matzah schem. So what leads you to believe that matzah shel ma'ase sheni is not acceptable? Oh, agzeir shov lechem lechem from chiyuv chala. By chiyuv chala, since it's mamon gavoya, it's not chayv chala. So the Rambam seems to understand that means that hegdish is a puzzle. A matzah, a hegdish nika matzah is puzzle for mitzvah's matzah. And the Rosh understands the kipshuta that you need shalachem. So the Taz, they both agree that a matzah gzula is no good. They just argue what's the reason why it's no good. The Rambam says it's no good, he had to come on to a new reason, mitzvah baba vera. And the Rosh says it's no good because you need shalachem. So here the Taz in Hilchos Pesach raises a question. If you're visiting by some other people, you're a guest, and they give you matzahs. So how are you yotzei the matzah leil haseda? Are you need shalachem? How is it shalachem? So the Taz answers that it's assumed that any food that they give you, they're makna to you. The potatoes that they give you, the soup that they give you, and the dessert that they give you, they're also makna to you. So the matzah, they're makna to you also. It's assumed whenever, all year long, Shabbos, Yantav, weekdays, all year long, whenever you visit somebody else, whenever you're a guest, or someone else's home, and they give you a meal, so it's assumed that they're makna the food to you. So therefore, there's no problem. It's considered shalachem.
Is that question in
Eben Ezra? In Eben Ezra, there is a machlokes. Exactly. If I'm visiting in someone else's home and they give me food, and then I take some of the food and I give it to the girl sitting next to me, and I say Hariat Mukodesh Li B'Maychol Zeh, which is a shavapruta. So do you assume that the host was makna the food to the guest, and therefore the guest has the ability to be mekadesh and nisha with it because it's his? And he say no. I'm giving you permission to eat my food. It's not I'm being makna the food to you. I'm not giving the food to you. There's no isek zela because I give you permission to eat my food, but it's my food. So it's my. I gave you permission to eat it. I didn't give you permission to be mekadesh and isha with it. So if you go and you take the food, you mekadesh and isha. Maybe it's zayin mekudesha. So that's a machlokes. Exactly.
Don't say the chaver the meiser food given by the wives, even the food is given to him to eat.
A chaver could be ma'aser.
Food given to him by the wives.
Yeah.
So that shows he's some sort of a.
Given to him to. He's visiting, he's eating by the wives.
Yeah.
I don't know. Do we say it like that? Not for me.
We do.
You got to look up in Ebenezer. I don't know. You got to look up in Ebenezer. How does that shtim with this? It's a good kasha. If there is such a din, then you have a strong kasha. I'm not familiar. So that's the question over here. The Taz raised the question when you're visiting by somebody else on Pesach night. How do you have shalachem? According to the Rambam, there's no problem. You don't need shalachem. The only thing is that a matzah gzula is no good because mitzvah babaveh. But if it's not gzula, if the balabos gives me permission to eat his food, so there's no problem. Mitzvah babaveh. But if you all like the rosh, you all like the rosh, the Ashkenazim usually follow the Balei HaTosfot. So we do all like the rosh probably. That you really need shalachem. So how is it shalachem? So the Taz's answer is questionable. Two opinions in Ebenezer, that's right. So that's why perhaps it would be more correct for the balabais, before he washes, he should tell all of his guests that everybody should have in mind to be kind to the matzahs as they pick them up, so that they'll have shalachem. Like you do by lulav and esrog. You tell everybody, give you permission to be kind to the lulav and the esrog, so it'll be shalachem. Yeah, there is a problem. How do you give a lulav? The Haggis, the Kasha, how do you give a lulav on the first day Yontif if you need Shalachem and you give him a Tanam and Asla Asa, so it's an Isa Hakno? So whatever Terutzim they'll give there, that'll be the Terutzim over here by the Matzah. Either the Makam Mitzvah is Mutter or on the Talpal in the Yad Liyad, there's no prohibition. Whatever the Teretz will be there, it'll be the same Teretz over here. But there is an issue. It's not so pashut when you have a guest. Not so pashut how the guests are yotzei with the mitzvah of matzah. On the very next daf, this is on daf lamed chesam and al. On the very next daf lamed chesam and al, the Mishnah lists off the various vegetables that can be used for the mitzvah of mora. Mishnah lists off five different minim, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Talmud Yerushalmi that they're listed in descending order. L'chatchili should use the first one, and if you don't have the first one available, you should lose the second one. If you can't get the second, you should use the third one. And the first one, chazeres, is what the Rishonim say is salat, that's romaine lettuce. So the Hidah mitzvah is to use romaine lettuce. You have to be careful that it shouldn't have any bugs. Okay, so be careful. So the Mishnah lists off the five different vegetables that are acceptable. And then it says that you cannot use a vegetable that's mavushal. If it's cooked, it's not kosher. Even if it's kavush, even if you soaked it, kavush can mavushal, it will also not be acceptable. What's it considered kavush? So Rashi writes kavush b'chaymetz. In Shulchan Aruch they say it's either kavush b'mayim if it's soaked in water for chavta b'choyz for meisleitz, or kavush b'chaymetz of itzir, then the din of kavush sets in even less than 24 hours. You just need a few minutes. Some Achronim say 18, the Tiferes Yisrael writes in Mishnah is 18 minutes. And others say 6 minutes. Kavush b'chaymetz of itzir, sometimes 6 minutes. This is very important because some people like to soak their romaine lettuce in order to remove the bugs, so they soak it in very salty water, or they soak it in some other sharp thing. So if you're going to soak it for 6 minutes, it'll be kavush kemavushal, and it'll be pasul. And some Achronim even write that since if you'll do kavush in a davar charet for 6 minutes, is a very short period of time, they'll already pasul the maybe you want to come a little later? You want to come at 12:15? Thank you. Every time it comes in the middle of the shoot. Hey, you might know if this guy's on a level? He comes every time in the middle of the shoot. So the Samachrenim write that the Kafachain quotes this. Samachrenim write that since Kavush B'chaymetz of Itzir will be considered Mavushal in a very short period of time, just in 6 minutes, or L'chatchila, it's not proper even to soak your lettuce in Chaymetz of Itzir for a very short period of time, even for half a minute or a minute, because you may make a mistake. You're not going to make a mistake between 5 minutes and 24 hours, that's quite a difference, but between 1 minute, 2 minutes, and 5 minutes, and 6 minutes, that you may make a mistake. But some of them recommend that you shouldn't be Kavush your maror even for an extremely short period of time in vinegar, b'chaymetz, or vitzir, something sharp like that. So the Mishnah again, the Mishnah lists off the five different vegetables that are acceptable. Then it says it's only good if it's raw, if it's mavushal, or if it's kov, which is not acceptable. And then it concludes, umitztar from the kezayis. You can have half of a kezayis of one vegetable, half a kezayis of another vegetable. There is no halacha that you either need a kezayis of one or a kezayis of the other. You can have a little bit of each. They're all alpidin, it's all minechot, it's all sheimechot, it's all minechot, it's all the same thing. The other kezayis of everything together is good. So the Mishnah state the fairish that you need a kezayis. The Rosh, on Arvei Pesachim, raises a question. When you eat maror, is it necessary to have a kezayis or not? How can the Rosh raise such a question as the Hanaf and the Mishnah? The Rosh writes that he's not sure whether you need a kezayis or not. And then he's poshut from the fact that you say a bracha, Asher Kedushanu b'mitzvos v'tzivanu al achilas maror, so therefore, you need a kezayis. So the Shagasari has a tshuva where he discusses this Rosh. And he says it doesn't make any sense. First of all, the Mishnah says that you need kezai. Secondly, whenever there's a mitzvah deraisa of achilah, so you say an achilah p'chus in the kezai, if you're going to nibble less than a kezai, so it doesn't count at all. It's not called an achilah at all. So I've already needed kezai. And thirdly, if there's some reason to say, some reason to argue and think that perhaps there's no need for a kezai, so why in the world did the Hachamim introduce a nusach abrocha shekhshemson al achilos? Al achilas maror, they should have introduced the bracha Sheikh Shamsan al mitzvahs maror. Why did they make up a nusach al achilas and therefore required us to eat a kazayas? They should have been menaseach the bracha al mitzvahs maror, so he wouldn't have needed a kazayas. So the Rosh is a hatella. The Rosh is a big pella. What is he talking about? So Rav Soloveitchik suggested a pshat that some Achrenim have in the Haggadah of the Bichas Hashir. He has this suggestion. There was a great Gadol who wrote many, many Svarim. Ablei Bishcharif. He wrote about 150 Svarim. And he left, I think, at Savoy, that whoever prints a sefer of his will be a school for a refuah for whoever is sick in the family. I think it's engraved on his matzeva, it could be. So every year somebody prints another one of his Svarim and they give it out for nothing. So I remember they gave out his commentary on Haggadah for nothing 30 years ago, and then his commentary on Yeridei Hilchos Basa B'cholov that was given out for nothing 40 years ago, and he wrote the Sefer on Hilchos Ribbis that they give out for nothing. Well, the 150 Svarim, some of them around 50 or 60 are still available in case you know anyone who's not feeling well. And it's supposed to be a Sgula for a refuah. So he was a big Adam Gol. He wrote many, many Svarim. So he writes in his Sefer this Pshat. So Rashi said it off a little better than the way he has it, but he has the idea ready. He says, Avada the Rosh knows the Mishnah that you need a Kazayis for Maror. But the Mishnah was written Bizmanche Beis Hamikdash Hayakayim when Maror was their Isaac. Bizmanche in Beis Hamikdash Kayim, the Gemara says that Maror is only the Rabbanah. Matzah is a Machloikis, where the Matzah Bizmanah says their Isaac, the Rabbanah. But Maror, the Gemara says for sure, Maror is only the Rabbanah. What's the reason why they introduced Maror the Rabbanah? So the Gemara says Zeichel HaMikdash. So the Rosh was Mesupik. What's the nature of that din of Zeichel HaMikdash? What's the nature of the din of Zeichel HaMikdash? Is it that they introduced a mitzvah Achilas Maror, mid Rabbanah? And the reason for the mitzvah, the reason for the takon is Zeichel HaMikdash, but the essence of the takon is the mitzvah Achilas Maror. Or should I say no? Just like the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, Tzion Doresh Ein Lo Mechlal Debaya Drisha. The Novi cries out, the Beis Hamikdash is going to be destroyed, and no one even thinks about it. No one is interested in speaking about the Beis Hamikdash. The Gemara learns out from the Pasuk Mechlal, the inference is the Baya Drisha, that you really should talk about the Beis Hamikdash. You really should reminisce about it. So maybe the Chachamim introduced the mitzvah, Zeichel Hamikdash. That's the mitzvah, Zeichel Hamikdash. Not that the reason. Because of the reasoning of Zeichel HaMikdash, they introduce a mitzvah of Achilas Maror b'zmanazen. Maybe the mitzvah of Achilas Maror no longer applies, not min HaTorah, not min HaRabbanan. They made a different mitzvah of Zeichel HaMikdash. Maybe this is the Rosh's Sofik. That if it's a mitzvah of Achilas Maror b'zmanazen, still a mitzvah of Achilas Maror min HaRabbanan, the reason why Zeichel HaMikdash, but the mitzvah is Achilas Maror, say, Achilas Pchus HaMikazai, so you have to eat a Kazai. But if he say no, that it's not a mitzvah of Achilas Maror at all, the essence of the mitzvah is to make a zecher l'mikdash. It's only a zecher l'mikdash. You can be yotzei the zecher with a mashahu also. The zecher doesn't have to be exactly the same as the original thing. That's how the Ran points out in Masechah Sukkah, The Mishnah says that lulav hayanita b'amigdash kol shiva b'amedina yom echad. Min ha-Torah, the mitzvah of lulav is only on the first day all over the world. It says alakachtam lachem b'yom rishon. The mitzvah of lulav is only min ha-Torah the first day, and b'amigdash is kol shiva min ha-Torah because it says esmachtam lefnei Hashem lakechem shiva asyam. So esmachtam lefnei Hashem lakechem shiva asyam means you should rejoice in the presence of our Kadosh Baruch Hu. Lefnei Hashem lakechem means in the migdash for the 7 days. With how do you fulfill the esmachtam with the netilas lulav? Mishachar Beis HaMikdash, after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Hiskim Rabbechem and Zakkai, the Gemara says Rabbechem and Zakkai made 9 takkonis, some of them before the Churban Abayi, some of them after. So that was one of the 9 takkonis. He was the chief rabbi. One of the 9 takkonis Rabbechem and Zakkai was Sheyehei Lulav Nitol BaMikdash, Sheyehei Lulav Nitol BaMedina Kol Shiva Zechel HaMikdash. So the Ran says over there on that Gemara that in the Beis HaMikdash, based on Tosfos, the Ran says on Sukkah, that in the Beis HaMikdash, when they took the lulav kol shivim and atayra, so you needed shavachem and you needed hador all 7 days because it was a din deraisa. But since this man has a lulav kol shivim is only the Rabbanon, so they didn't have to, it's only zecher HaMikdash to make a zecher. So if it's only a zecher, you don't have to imitate everything 100%. So you don't need shavachem, and some Rishonim hold you don't even need hador kol shivim. You only need hador and shavachem on the first day. And the rest of Sukkah Shalachem for sure you don't need, and Hodder is a Machlokes. And you find such a similar Gemara in Menachos. The Gemara says in Maseches Menachos, and Dav Samach Vavam and Aleph, the Gemara says that at least one opinion in the Gemara is that Sphira Soyme Bizman is only the Rabban and Zechel HaMikdash. Sphira Soyme Derais is only Bizman that you have Hakrovas Mincha Soyme. Bizman Shein Beis HaMikdash Kaim, so you don't have any Mincha Soyme. So there's no sphere of Sama Deraisa. All the whole sphere of Sama is only the Rabban. So the Gemara says, because of that, a Meimar only counted money Yoimi Vala Mani Shavu. He only counted the days, he didn't count the weeks. When sphere of Sama is a Din Deraisa, so the Gemara poses that problem. There's a steer between two parashios. The mitzvah of sphere of Sama appears in Parashas Semor, and it appears the second time in Parashas Re'eh. And there's a discrepancy. One time it's described that you should count 7 weeks, and one time it's described that you should count 49 days. So which is it? So the Gemara says both are correct. Mitzvah the Mimni Yoimi or Mitzvah the Mimni Shavu. You have to count how many days it is, and then you have to count how many weeks it is. These are both parts to the mitzvah. So Meimah held that was only Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash HaYakayim when the Sphira Soyma was their Isa. But Bizman Azeh, the Sphira Soyma is loved their Isa because you can't say Yom HaVayachem HaSoyma HaTnufo. There is no Mincha Soyma. So because it's only the Rabbanon, it's only Zechel HaMikdash. That's what the Gemara says. He holds it's only Zechel HaMikdash. Amei mamani yoyme v'loi mani shavui Amar Zechel HaMikdash. Only a Zecher, so you yoyte the Zecher with a partial Zecher. You don't need that it should be a full Zecher. Rabbi Yosef Engel puts these two together. He puts his Mitzaref, this Gemara of Ameimar, with that Ran and Sukkah. And whenever you're doing a Zecher, it's not necessary to make a full Zecher. You don't have to be some Medayik in all the details. If you just want to have a Zecher. So it could be that that was the Suffolk of the Rosh. That's how the Bichas Hashir suggests. That was the suffix of the Rosh. Avad the Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash HaYakayim. When Mor was certainly there, I said, then Avad, the Mishnah says you needed a Kazayah. No doubt about it. But Bizman has said that Mor is only the Rabbanon, Zechel HaMikdash. Maybe that's the Rosh's suffix. What's the nature of the mitzvah with the Rabbanon, Bizman has said? Is it to make a Zechel HaMikdash? In that, if that's the Pshat to make a Zechel HaMikdash, then a Zechel doesn't have to have a Kazayah. The Zechel doesn't need all the details. But if he say that Zechel HaMikdash is the Tama Takana, and the Takana really is that there's a mitzvah Sachilas Mara Bizman Azeh, then you need a Kazayin. So if that's the Safek, then we understand what the Rosh was Poshet. So the Rosh is not Poshet from the Nusach HaBracha, that the Nusach HaBracha is Al Achilas Mara. Then the Shagasari has a strong Kasha. Why do the Chachamim still insist that we should say the Bracha Al Achilas Mara? Bizman HaMikdash, they can say the Bracha Al Achilas Mara. Bizman Azeh, change the Nusach and say Al Mitzvah Mara. So it will be sufficient if you need less than a kazayis. Now the answer is from the fact that there is a bracha bichlal. If the mitzvah would have been a zechel HaMikdash, a hasvara no senes, that there shouldn't have been a bracha at all. A mitzvah that's a zechel HaMikdash shouldn't really require a bracha. Why not? So that's what the Chok Yankiv and Hilchos Pesach quotes from the Sefer HaOruch, one of the Rishonim. The Sefer HaOruch asks a kasha, a strange kasha. But the answer is not strange. He asked a strange kasha. How come on Pesach night by the Seder we say a bracha before we eat a matzah, then we say a bracha b'chus ha-mitzvah before we eat a maror, and how come we don't say a bracha before we eat the korach? How come there's no b'chus ha-mitzvah before you eat the korach? Korach is also a mitzvah. So you look in the Shulchan Aruch, it sounds like they give a simple answer. The Gemara says that the reason why we eat Koirach is because we are in doubt as to whether the din should be like Hillel or like the Chachamim. The Gemara Kuf Tezvav and Aleph by the wide lines. Hashtad leit mehilchus aloiki hil v'aloiki rabbana. Since we're not sure whether the din is like Hillel, who insists you have to eat the matzah and the morah together, or the din is like the rabbana, who insists that you have to bedavki eat the matzah and the morah separately. So because we're in doubt, so we do both. So you eat the matzah and the morah separately, then you eat the matzah and the morah together, to cover all the possibilities, to make sure that the yotzei l'chol hadeis bein l'hil bein l'chacham. So the Shulchan Aruch says, when you say the bracha alachilos matzah, you should have in mind the matzah and the kairach. When you say the bracha alachilos morah, you should have in mind the morah and the kairach. Because we're mesupet whether the din is like hillel that you have to eat them dafke together, or the din is like the chacham. So that's why the Mechaber writes in the Shulchan Aruch that the proper thing is that a person should not be mafsik, should not talk from the time that he says the bracha alachilos matzah till after he eats the kairach, because the kairach is necessary in order to make sure that he yotzei l'chol hadeis. Hashad leit mehilchasa like yehilu v'like rabbanim. We're not sure how to paskin, so we do both ways. So the simple answer to the kasha, the question that was posed by the Yoruch, how come we don't say a birchas hamitzvah before we eat the kairach? The answer would be, we did say a birchas hamitzvah. He said already 2 minutes ago. He said alachilos matzah. Then a minute ago he said alachilos morah. And those two brachas cover the kairach. Everything is covered already. So the Aruch seems to hold, not pretty clearly, not like the Mechaber. The Aruch holds that the eating of the kairach, what does it do with the Gemara? I don't know. I do know. Some other time. It'll take a while to explain. Not now. So the Aruch learns that the eating of the kairach is not because we're in doubt how you're supposed to be yotzei matzah in the morah. Even though that's the way it sounds in the Gemara, that's the way the Shulchan Aruch presents it, the Mechaber presents it. The Aruch does not learn like that. We yotzei the matzah in the morah, when we eat the matzah separately, the morah separately, we yotzei for sure. The Aruch says the eating of the kairach is for the sake of making a zechel amigdash, like we say in Avodah, zechel amigdash kehilo. The reason why we eat the kairach is a different mitzvah, to make a zechel amigdash, to reminisce about the way things were done in the days of the Beis Hamikdash. So he asks, no, so it's a third mitzvah. When we ate the matzah, that was the first mitzvah, achilos matzah. When we said kiddush, that was a different mitzvah. We said tzipitzis mesayim is anocha mitzvah. When we dab marav, we said krishma, another mitzvah, a lot of mitzvahs. It's not all the same mitzvah. So when we ate the matzah, that was one mitzvah number one. When you ate the marav, mitzvah number two. When you eat the kairach, that's mitzvah number three. Well, what's the mitzvah? It's not the combined mitzvah, matzah, marah, hyphenate. No, it's a new mitzvah, making a zechel amikdash. So the Aruch asks, no, so it's a third mitzvah to make a zechel amikdash. How come you don't say a bracha? What would the bracha be? Asher kirishanam esasim tzigonu. Lidroish, I don't know, tzion darishen la mechal debayid risha. Maybe the nusach habracha usually is composed according to the biblical expression. So maybe the nusach would be, asher kirishanam esasim tzigonu, lidroish tzion. Tzion darishen la. Or say, lidroish litzion. Maybe. Asher kirishanam, lidroish litzion. So the Aruch is the kasha, how come you don't say another bracha? It's a third mitzvah, you should say a third bracha. So the Aruch answers, there's no takonas bichas ha-mitzvah, and a mitzvah that's a zecha. Why? What's the bir hadover? Why not? So our Soloveitchik used to say, aklal, this was a very common theme in his shiurim, that a bichas ha-mitzvah, the Chachamim only instituted in a connection with a maisa mitzvah. They didn't institute a bracha in connection with a kima mitzvah. Only connection with the Maisa Mitzvah. That's what we had yesterday. Yesterday we spoke about the Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef effect Akasha. How come the Chachamim didn't institute a Bichas HaMitzvah prior to destroying the Chametz? The Bracha on Tashbisu. Just like they instituted a Bichas HaMitzvah on the Bedikas Chametz, so they should have, that's only a mitzvah possibly in the Rabbanim, possibly in the Torah, the Bedikah leading up to the Biur. So the Biur for sure is a mitzvah deraisa. So why didn't the Chachamim institute a Bichas HaMitzvah prior to destroying the Chametz? So the Beis Yosef answered, and the Poskim quote this a lot, and they apply it to many other cases. Beis Yosef answered that since when the rise of the bit will be al-Masagi, according to Rashi and the Rambam and the Unkelis, he can fulfill the mitzvah of Tashbisu, believe by Machshove. So on a mitzvah where there's no Maisa HaMitzvah, the Chachamim would have a Masak and a Bracha. So even though you're not doing it by Machshove, you're going to fulfill the mitzvah by destroying it, by burning it, still. Since theoretically, this is already questionable, but that's what the Beis Yosef writes. Since theoretically, one could have chosen to fulfill the mitzvah, they hear or, so even the Maisa that he does doesn't require a mitzvah. You only recite a Bichas HaMitzvah in connection with a Maisa HaMitzvah, an actual Maisa HaMitzvah. So one can understand very well, whenever you have a mitzvah where the nature of the mitzvah is zechel or something, let's say Zechel HaMikdash. So true, you have to eat the Marah, but the eating of the Marah is not really the Maisa Mitzvah. The eating of the Marah is just to bring back to mind that the fact that in the days of the Beis HaMikdash that you should reminisce. The eating of the Marah is to cause you to reminisce about the fact that in the days of the Beis HaMikdash everybody ate Marah. Or let's say the eating of the Koirach is to reminisce about the way Hillel used to eat. Hillel's opinion was that you have to eat the Kricha. So this eating of the Kricha is a Zechel HaMikdash Kilo. We should reminisce about the way things were in the days of the Beis HaMikdash. There's no reminiscing. There's a mamish pure hirhur. That's all machshava. There's no mice at all. So that's perhaps what he's driving at. That's perhaps what the Aruch is driving at, that there's no bracha on a mitzvah that's a Zechel. That's how Rav Soloveitchik suggested pshat in the Rambam by Charoisis. There is a machlokes hatanoim. What's the story regarding charoisis? And the mishnah on the bottom of Kuf Yudal and Amar Aleph, the two mishnahs. So the second mishnah on the bottom of Kuf Yudal and Amar Aleph has a machlokes hatanoim. So the Tanakama holds that charoisis is not a mitzvah. Apo pishen charoisis mitzvah. Charoisis is not a mitzvah. So why do you bring charoisis if it's not a mitzvah? It's not a mitzvah menater. It's not a mitzvah mederabbanan. So the Gemara says that it's for hygienic purposes. That you may be taking the Gemara and Kuf Tezvav on the base, and the Gemara and Kuf Tezayin and Alf repeats it. The Gemara says, for health reasons, that you may take a moror that may have a live worm in it, which is kosher. The live worm is kosher, but it's unhealthy to have the live worm crawling around you. So we want to kill the worm before you eat it. So the Gemara says, you dip this charoisis, you dip the mora charoisis, that stuff is so powerful that's going to kill all the worms. They'll just smell it, they'll drown in it, whatever. The charoisis is going to kill the worms. So that's for hygienic purposes. That's the opinion of the Chachamim in the Mishnah. It's only Mishum Kipo. Kipo means this worm that's going to be unhealthy to eat while it's alive. So you want to kill the worm in order that you shouldn't have this chashash sakon. And Rav Lezer Berak Tzadik in the Mishnah on the bottom of Kuf Yudal and Al says, no, charoisis is a mitzvah. What's a mitzvah in a Torah? For sure not. It's a mitzvah in the Rabbanan. What's the reason why charoisis is a mitzvah? So three reasons are given. Two reasons by the Bavli and one reason by the Yerushalmi. The Bavli has two reasons. One is Zechel Tit. One is Zechel Tapuach. Tachas HaTapuach HaRaticha. So we want to make a Zechel Tapuach. During the years of Shibud in Mitzrayim. That's why in the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch they say Gemara has part of it and Shulchan Aruch has more of it. Shulchan Aruch says you should use red wine in order to be, you should pour the red wine into the charoisis right before you're about to dip in, that should make the Zechel Adam. Unless the Taz says, unless you live in a country where there's a blood libel, where there's Alimus Adam, so you better not use any red wine, because they're going to say, oh, he's using Christian blood. So then you mevater on the Yerushalmi, so don't make any Zechel Adam. But if you live in a free country with a no blood libel, so then you should pour in the red wine right before you're about to dip in the mar. And then the Gemara says you should first make tzorach l'smuche. The charoisis should really be thick, that it should be reminiscent of the cement. And only before you're about to dip in the mar, then you should pour in the wine, preferably the red wine, that, based on the Yerushalmi that Tosfos quotes, and then make it looser, and then dip it in. And it should also be, one of the ingredients of the charoisis should be tzorach lekuhuye. It should have a very sharp acidic funk to it, like tapuach. That's how the Rishonim explain, because tapuach, it should be zechel tapuach. So what does the word tapuach mean? The apples that we don't have any acidic flavor to them. So the Rishonim seem to understand that the word tapuach means a citrus fruit, a lemon, or an orange. A citrus fruit is called a tapuch. That's how Tosfos writes in the end of Tainis, and in a different context. And that's the Posh Pshat in this Gemara. So according to Rav Lezer Rav Tzadik, charoisis is a mitzvah mederabbanan. Some kind of a zeche, either zeche le tapuch, or zeche le tit, or zeche le dam. One of these. How do we pask in halacha l'maaseh? Do we pask in that charoisis is only for hygienic purposes, or do we pask in that charoisis is a mitzvah? Chapan af kemina. What if you have Vedic Mara has a hashgach, has no bugs, has no worms. So then you don't need any. If the charoisis is not a mitzvah just for hygienic purposes, so it says in the hashgach that it has no bugs and nothing to worry about. So you don't have to dip it into charoisis. Or should you say no? that charesis is a mitzvah. It's a takanas chachamim to make a zecher to A, B, or C. Therefore, you always have to dip it into charesis. So that's a machlokes harishonim. The Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayis says that obviously we do not paskan like Rav Lezer and Rav Tzadik because of the fact that in all the Haggadahs that we have available, no one has a bracha for charesis. You have a bracha al achilas matzah, you have a bichas mitzvah al achilas morer, but there is no bichas mitzvah on the charesis. So if in fact there's no bichas mitzvah, obviously it's only for hygienic purposes. If there's no chashash of worms, so you can dispense with the whole charesis. The Rambam and the Arach HaZokah writes not so. The Rambam and the Arach HaZokah Patsman's charesis is a mitzvah, and he writes nevertheless, you don't recite any bracha. So the Lacha Mishnah points out on the bottom of the Rambam and the Arach HaZokah that it's a double stira between the two Rambams. One stira whether he paskens like Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadik or against Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadik. And the other stira is, if the din would be like Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadik, would you be required to recite a bracha or not? According to the Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnah is, if the din would have been like Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadik, he would have said a bichas mitzvah. The Rambam's nusach, the way it says in our editions, would have been Asher Kedushanu b'mitzvos and Tzivanu al achilas charesis. Al achilas charesis. That's the question. You eat the charesis. You know, we don't eat the charesis. We dip in the mora in the charesis. That's another problem. It's another question. That's how the Rambam writes in the Pirush HaMishnayis. In the Arach HaZokah, the Rambam paskens halacha charesis is a mitzvah, like a Rav Lezer Rav Tzadik, and you still don't recite any bracha. Those are the two stiras. Will he paskan like Rav Lezer Rav Tzadik or against? And if the din would be like Rav Lezer Rav Tzadik, would you require a bracha or not? So the question tak is why not? According to the Rambam in the Arach HaZokah, that charesis is a mitzvah in the Rabbanon, so why don't you recite the bracha? How come there's no bichas mitzvah? She could show him himself with tzivanu. The table is hamora b'charesis, lechol charesis, whatever. How come there's no bracha? So the Torah and a group of Rishonim say one reason, and Rav Soloveitchik gave a different reason. I don't know if the many Rishonim say his time. I know the Torah is another Rishonim say the following time. There is a klal in the Mishnayis and brachas. In connection with the Birchas HaNehanin, when you're eating food, so if you eat, let's say I have a potato and I have a little margarine or butter melted into the potato. So when you eat potatoes, when you eat margarine, or you, let's say you put a little salt on the potato. So salt is shahakal nibadvar. So when you eat a potato with salt on it, you have to say two brachas, a bracha on the potato and a bracha on the salt and a bracha on the margarine. So the Mishnah says, no, birch haluiker. When you're eating two things together, an ikir and a tofu, you only say bracha on the ikir. You don't have to say any bracha on the tofu. That Mishnah is speaking of birchas hanenin, when you're eating food. What about birchas hamitzvahs? What if I'm performing two mitzvahs and one is a tofu to the other? So one could say that there is no such thing. Maybe the whole klal of the ikir and tofu only applies to birchas hanenin. Maybe you should have no application at all to birchas hamitzvah. It's not a bad spot. So Tosis here on the last daf, the last Tesis in the Mesich, the Kufcha, Falaf Manalas, Tesis quotes the Talmud Yerushalmi, and the last Mishnah in Psochim. The Talmud Yerushalmi interprets the Mishnah as assuming that there is such a din. That just like there's a halacha of Iker and Tofel in Bichas HaNenin, so too there's a halacha of Iker and Tofel in Bichas HaMitzvahs. So if you have one mitzvah is Tofel to the other mitzvah, you only say bracha on the Iker, you don't say bracha on the Tofel. And the Talmud Yerushalmi assumes that that's the background, that's the basis of the machlokes between Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, and the Mishnah. When one says a bracha on eating of the Korban Pesach, does he also have to say a bracha on the eating of the Chagigas Arbasa? Because the whole Chagigas Arbasa, we assume, is lav deraisa. The Gemara says Chagigas Arbasa lav deraisa. There's one Tana held that is deraisa, it's Decha Shabbos. It has to be within the first year, and there's an Isar of Shvira Setzem. It has all the same dinim as the Korban Pesach. And the Gemara says we don't pass like that. It's not Decha Shabbos, and there's no din of Shvira Setzen, and it doesn't have to be Toch Shnosei. None of the dinim apply. Chagigas Arbasa is love deraisa. It's only the Rabbanon. Why did they introduce it, the Rabbanon, as a tofel to the mitzvah of Korban Pesach, in order that the Pesach should be Nechal Ala Sova? So the whole mitzvah of Chagigas Arbasa as a tofel, it was introduced with the Rabbanon, or it was invented with the Rabbanon, as a tofel to the Iker of the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. So that's why there's one Tana who says the birch ala pesach pater es hazebach, because it's an ikir and tafel, and the Mishnah brachas applies even to birchas hamitzvahs. So the Torah picks this up and he applies it to charesis. He says, what do you do with the charesis? Matzah is a separate mitzvah, morah is a separate mitzvah, charesis is not a separate mitzvah mid the rabbanon. Charesis is a din mid the rabbanon that you should dip the morah into charesis. So since he really sang a bracha on the morah, that's the ikir, So true, the mitzvah of charesis is really a different mitzvah with the rabbanon. It's a zechel adam, it's a zechel atit, it's a zechel atapuch, it's in ganz in a different angle. The maror is it used to be a din derais and a zechel amigdosh, maror bizman is a zechel amigdosh. And charesis is a different twist, but since lemaise, what do you do with the charesis? You dip in the maror. Into the charesis. You don't sit and eat charesis separately. So since it's a tafel to the maror, and you said a brach on the maror, so the Torah says, birach aleiker, pater es hatfeilo. That's how the Torah writes, and that's how a few Rishonim also write like that. The reason why the Rambam Paskins, like Rav Lezer Rav Tzodik, that Charesis Mitzvah, and nonetheless says you don't recite a bracha, is because the Charesis is always a tafel to the Mora. So the Mora has a bracha ready, so Birach Aluika Patas Atfeil. So Rav Soloveitchik thought that maybe he can say a better tam. Maybe he can. That's what he understood. Maybe he can say a better pshat than the Rambam. Why does not bracha on the charesis? So he said there's a very striking, strange lashon in the Rambam in Hilchos Chametz Matzah. When he tells you that there's a mitzvah of charesis, so he says, he writes, "Mevim osar al hashulchan b'leilei haPesach," and you take the charesis and you put it on the table on the kaira on Leil Pesach. So Rav Soloveitchik said, if the Rambam would have written this somewhere in the beginning of Hilchos Mada, Hilchos if the Rambam would be writing a dictionary and he gives you a thumbnail description of what charesis is, you write a jastro, let's say, so you have the word charesis, so you write in brief, in one sentence, it's a concoction, it's a combination of various different fruits blended together, and you have it on the kaira on Pesach night. That's good if you write it somewhere else. We just want to give a thumbnail description of what charesis is. The Rambam is talking in the middle of Hilchas Chametz and Matzah. He's talking about the Seder. So he writes, Yav Charoises, and you bring it, Levina, also on the Shulchan, the Lele HaPesach. Such a schwache description. Over here, he's going to say what he's going to do with it. The Rambam sheet is that you dip the Matzah in Charoises, and you dip the Karpas into Charoises, and dip the Mor into Charoises, you dip everything into Charoises, except for the Korban Pesach, you don't dip it anything. The Rambam says, dip all the other things into Charoises. So what does the Rambam write such a description of him? Levina, also on the Shulchan, the Lele HaPesach. So Soloveitchik thought that the Rambam is not giving you a thumbnail description of what charesis is in the middle of Hilchos Chametz Matzah. He's giving you the definition of the mitzvah. The mitzvah of charesis is zecher, either A, B, or C, zecher adam, zecher atit, zecher atapuach, whatever the zecher is. So the Rambam says that zecher can be fulfilled by having it on the kaira on Pesach night, by having it as part of the meal on Pesach night. It's not like Shnei Tavshilin that it just sits there. The Shnei Tavshilin is Echad Zechel Pesach, Echad Zechel L'Chagiga, and there's no requirement to eat it. Adirabah, we don't eat it. It's broiled. You don't eat the Zeroah because it's Tzoli. We have the meaning we don't eat Tzli on Leil Pesach. But you have it just on the Kaira on Pesach night. So the same, the Rambam writes something similar, but not exactly. The Charoises is as a Zechel, like you have Zechel Pesach, Zechel L'Chagiga. You fulfill the Zechel by having the Shnei Tavshilin on the Kaira plate. So the charesis is something similar, not 100%. Mevi'in also ala shulchan b'leili ha-pesach to make a zecher, but this zecher has to be mitztarif a little better to the meal. You have to dip everything into it. You have to dip the matzah into it. You have to dip the mora. You have to dip the karpas into it before you eat it. But basically, the mitzvah is not so much the dipping. The mitzvah is not the dipping. The mitzvah is that it should be there, that it should arouse in your mind a zecher to whatever you're supposed to be reminiscing about. Either zecher adam, zecher atit. Azecha the tapuah, according to the various opinions. So Rav Soloveitchik thought, Hayoy Shekein, that it's not really a mitzvah of tibul. It's not the midrash rabbanon that made a mitzvah of tibul. The tibul is just to be mitzarif the haroises to the matzah, to be mitzarif to the morot, to be mitzarif to the karpas. And once it's going to be there, it'll be more mitzurif than just tam the shnei tavshilim that is sitting there. Once it'll be more mitzurif to something that you're eating. So this will bring back to mind memories from the past about the dam and the tapuach and the tit. So a mitzvah that's only a zecher, a mitzvah that's only to conjure up in your mind zechreinus, is a mitzvah that doesn't have a maisa mitzvah. The tibul is not really a maisa mitzvah. The tibul is just like we suggested, the eating of the kairach is not really a maisa mitzvah. The eating of the kairach is just a gesture to bring to mind what life was like in the days of the Beis Hamikdash. So the mitzvah of Korach really is a mitzvah to make a zechel amigdash. Here also, the mitzvah of Charoises is not really the tibul. It's a mitzvah, the is the thinking about the fact that Zechel Adam, the Zechel Titzah, that's a mitzvah that has no Maisa mitzvah. So maybe that's the reason why there's no bracha. That was Rav Soloveitchik's suggestion. So that's how Rav Soloveitchik thought was the pshat in this rush. On Chuf Yudal, talk of the rushes. That the rush had a suffix, whether you have to have a kezayis of maror. So Bizman HaMikdash, the Mishnah says you need a kezayis, and daf lametes. The pasuk pshat like the shagazai. That's the pasuk. The pasuk says you need achilas avare, and achilas pchusim kezayis. Avare, you need a kezayis of maror. The Rosh Hashanah perhaps only was, like the Birchas HaShir says, the Rosh Hashanah only was Bizman HaZeh. Whether you still need Bizman HaZeh, Shir, Kezayis or not, maybe the whole mitzvah is only Zecher, and the mitzvah that's only a Zecher doesn't require any bracha. That's what the Rosh was poshet from the fact that there is a bracha Bichlal. Bizman HaMikdash Avar, there was a bracha, but after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, and we still continue to eat Morah, Zecher HaMikdash. So if the nature of that mitzvah, Bizman HaZeh, is only to make a Zecher, then it shouldn't warrant any bracha at all. A mitzvah that's only zecher shouldn't have with it any bracha at all. The fact that it has a bracha, forget about the nusach, the fact that it has a bracha is an indication that it's a maisa mitzvah. What's the maisa mitzvah? Achila. I, but the Gemara says zecher l'migdash. No, zecher l'migdash is the reason why they introduced the mitzvah achila, and they reintroduced the mitzvah deraisa, just like bizman migdash used to be a mitzvah achila. So bizman zemed rabbanim, tam zecher l'migdash, they introduced the mitzvah achila. So maybe you say the bracha, al achilas mar.
I think the rush. Then the kind of basic because there was no so the chal achilas mar. The only thing was the kavim for the Pesach. Nowadays the achilas in itself is more important than the bracha, not less. There's no mitzvah achilas mar with my hamikdash.
The Rambam writes that there's no independent mitzvah of Mara, that Mara Bizman HaMikdash was only Hechshei with the Pitzchah. Right.
Right, but nowadays it's more chashuv in and of itself, even with the Rambam.
Okay. So you mean the what? So which direction do you want to say that? Bizman HaMikdash, there was no bracha?
No, if there was a bracha on Kizayas Bizman HaMikdash, and there's going to be a bracha in
the
kezayis nowadays.
No, one can argue that Bizman HaZeh is only a mitzvah of zecher. So a mitzvah of zecher doesn't have any bracha with it, because it's not maisa mitzvah. Even though you're eating the maror, but the eating is not really the mitzvah. The eating is just in order to bring to mind the zechroinus of the way things used to be Bizman HaMikdash, that they used to eat maror. That's why there's room to argue the point and say that there should be no bracha. So the Rosh says, no, we still have the Haggadah, still have the bracha. So that shows that the nature of the mitzvah is not zecher, the nature of the mitzvah is achila.
The text of the Haggadah, wouldn't that show that the Maharis did not? If it just be a zecher of mikdash, shouldn't we say it? From the fact that we say Maharis is going to ask mashallah, we don't even mention the mikdash. Shows that we were bypassing the whole
Mikdash
idea.
Could be. Mean the fact that we didn't change it. The text probably was Bizman HaMikdash. Rabbi Gamliel HaYoyimeh was probably Bizman HaMikdash. So the fact that we still continue to say that same Nusach should perhaps indicate that even more Bizman HaZeh is a mitzvah of Mar. Fine. Mitzvah of Mar. In the pamphlets of Chidush Rav Chaim Pi Hashmua, they quote a different pshat, the name Rav Chaim on this Rosh. That the Rosh had a suffix where they needed kezayis. How can he have a suffix? Avada, you need a kezayis. Doesn't say a chumash. Ein achila pchusim b'kezayis. Of course, you need a kezayis. So, what did the Rosh have to say? The reason why you need a kezayis is because of the nusach habrach al achilas maror. You should have said because it's a mitzvah achila. Ein achila pchusim b'kezayis. So they quote B'Shem Rav Chaim a whole comment that others have expanded on and apply to other to solve other problems. They quote Neim Rav Chaim, like you started to say, that since the Gemara says that the mitzvah of achilas maror is really hechsher with the pischa to enhance the mitzvah of achilas korban pesach, it's like just mashal ma'adavadayim on a secular level, on a chulandika level, a person eats salami and he puts on mustard, a person eats spaghetti and he puts on ketchup to add flavor. You put on salt, you put in pepper, you put in sugar into a cup of coffee. So here you have to have Hechsher de Pischo is to enhance the mitzvah of Achilas Korban Pesach. So they quote in the name Rav Chaim that since the Korban Pesach has a kezayis, if you just have a little bit of mara that you eat together with it, just like there's one opinion in the Mashal, there's one opinion in the Gemara that Hetem Mitztarf Li Yisr. that in order to get malchus for eating non-kosher food, you have to eat a kazayis of tray for food. What if I eat a ham sandwich, which has a lot of bread but very little ham in it? The ham is less than a kazayis. So we paskin that you wouldn't get any malchus. There's one tana, Rabbi Akiva holds that hetem it's tarif liyisur, and then ham and alephim sochim. And it's in Nazir and Aflam and Zayin, Igmar quotes it. So there's an opinion that hetem it's tarif liyisur. Why? You're doing a ma'isa achila. He's eating a whole sandwich. He has more than a kazayis, and part of, so it's called a ma'isa achila. And part of that achila was the ham, so he did an achila on the ham. That's what one tana holds. We happen not to paskin like that. We paskin and hetem it's tarif liyisur, but that's what one tana holds. So similar to that opinion, that's how they quote b'shem Rav Chaim, that since the mitzvah of mor doesn't really exist, the Rambam writes, the Rambam claims that the mitzvah of mor doesn't exist as an independent mitzvah. It's only a mitzvah b'toras achsher with the pischa to enhance the fulfillment of the mitzvah of korban pesach. In korban pesach, you have to eat a kazayis. Pesach, you can be eaten without matzah, without mor. But mor only exists as a achsher with the pischa. So since the korban pesach has a kazayis, you're going to eat the mor in conjunction with the korban pesach. So it's going to have more than a kazayis already. So you don't need that it should have a kazayis of mor. The mashu of mora together with the korban pesach is going to have a shem achila on it, so therefore it's going to be achila samora. So bizman amigdosh taki didn't need a kazayis, only bizman azay needed a kazayis. That's how they quote the shem Rav Chaim. So remember the first time that we heard this pshat from Rav Soloveitchik, that he said over about the bizman amigdosh, he certainly needed a kazayis. Bizman azay the rosh is mesupik. What's the nature of the mitzvah? Is it zechel amigdosh? Is it a mitzvah achila? Yeah, and that's the raif, and that's from the nusach, from the existence of the bracha. So one of the boys was dumbfounded. He said, but what about the Rav Chaim? So he said, what Rav Chaim? Didn't know what we were talking about. So the guy showed him in the book was the Rav Chaim. So he said, he never heard of that and it doesn't make sense. It's not cool. It doesn't make any sense. Number one, we don't pass like that, Tana. That's a nice mushal. Adarab, it's a good mushal. There's one opinion anymore that heads in the Tarif Liyisur, but we don't pass like that opinion. We don't pass like that. So the fact that I'm eating a kazayis of bread in the sandwich doesn't help to consider the ham an achila of the kazayis, just because I'm swallowing it all together. So here also, just because the maror is achshev the pischa is not going to help, and I'm eating a kazayis of the korban pesach, and I eat the maror together with the kazayis of the korban pesach, doesn't help. You got to have a separate kazayis of the maror. That's number one. Number two, it's hard to say that this is what the Rosh meant, because the Rambam holds like that. The Rambam's opinion is that maror, the Rambam writes both in the Sefer HaMitzvos and in the Yad HaZokah, the maror, he's not going to count as a separate mitzvah in the Tariag mitzvahs. Korban Pesach is a separate mitzvah, and Matzah is a separate mitzvah, and maror doesn't deserve to be counted because it's not a separate mitzvah. Maror is only hechsher the pischa. That's the lashon the Gemara has on Daf Ayin. Hechsher the pischa to enhance the fulfillment of the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. Let's say you have chalitza. So you do chalitza and rikike and kriyas apsupim. So these are three different mitzvahs. No, there's one mitzvah of chalitza. The way to do the mitzvah of the shleimusa is with the rikike and with the kriyas apsukim. And if you didn't do the kriyas apsukim, you yoy to the mitzvah shalom b'shleimusa. And even if you didn't even do the rikike, you yoy to the mitzvah more shalom b'shleimusa, but you still yoy to the mitzvah. So it's counted as one mitzvah to do chalitza b'shleimusa or shalom b'shleimusa. However, here also, so the Rambam writes, the mitzvah is to eat korban pesach. The mitzvah b'shleimusa is to eat korban pesach with matzah and mor, the hechsher of the pischa. If you eat korban pesach without the matzah and the mor, so it'll be yoy to b'dieved without the hechsher of the pischa. So the Rambam says, therefore, mor doesn't deserve to be counted as a separate mitzvah. It's only a chelek. It's a prat mipirtei hamitzvah. That's one of the 14 sharoshim. The Rambam has 14 klolim in the first half of the Sefer HaMitzvahs to determine when something deserves, when something qualifies to be counted in the minyan hamitzvahs, and when it doesn't qualify. So that's one of the klolim, that if you only have a chelek mechelki hamitzvah, one of the pratim mipirtei hamitzvah, it doesn't qualify to be counted. So he says that matzah, this man is as their Isis. You see that matzah can exist independently of korban pesach. Matzah is both hechsher with the pischa and also a mitzvah b'fnei atzma. So he says it qualifies to count as a mitzvah in the Tariag mitzvahs because it exists as an independent mitzvah. But maror only exists as hechsher with the pischa. Doesn't exist at all as a mitzvah b'fnei atzma. That's the Rambam's opinion like that maror is only hechsher with the pischa. But the Bali HaTosfos did not hold like that. The Rosh probably holds like the Bali HaTosfos. Bali HaTosfos held that Mora Bizman Azeh, the Rabbana means Bizman Azeh. Mora Bizman Amigdash was their ice, even if you're not eating a korban pesach. Let's say a person is a Tomei, but they're a Chachoyko, he's in prison or something. He's unable to eat korban pesach. So Matzah, he's Mechuyivim. What about Mora? Would it be Mechuyivim Mora? So Taisa's opinion is beferish that yes, the Rishonim have a Mefurush and Achleik is about. So Taisa's sheet is that Mora was always a separate mitzvah. It's only Bizman Amigdash. Bizman the like Amigdash, like a Mor. It's not like the Rambam that Mor doesn't exist as an independent mitzvah, it's only Hechsher the Pizkah. So the Pashtus is if Mor, if the Rosh probably holds like the Bali Ates, that Mor exists as an independent mitzvah, of course you need a Kazayis. What are you going to say? I hope Shet was Hechsher the Pizkah, and you have a Kazayis here. It's like Hetem Tzarf Leisr, so Amashu Hav Mor will have a Shem Achila on it because you're eating it in conjunction with the Korban Pesach. A third time is also that it does make sense. What do you mean you're reading in a conjunction with the Korban Pesach? You hold like Hillel, that you're reading it B'kri Chachas, literally. What if you hold like the Chachamim? The Gemara says, Hashta the late Mehilchus, Aloyke Hillel, Aloyke Chachamim. The Gemara says, it has not been resolved on Kuf Tezvav of an hour. It has not been resolved, but would it be Paschal like Hillel, or would it be Paschal like the Chachamim? So what do you mean the Rosh holds that this man, Amigdash Asvar, that you didn't need a Kazayis because you're eating the Mara together with the Korban Pesach? The Chachamim hold, if you eat the Mara with the Korban Pesach, you're not Yotze either. Because mitzvahs mevatel is also, you have to eat everything separately. You're not yotze if you eat it together. So the whole pshat probably doesn't make any sense. It's a famous vort. It picked up. Everybody likes that one. Rav Soloveitchik said he never heard that. He never heard that Rav Chaim, and he doesn't think that it's correct.
Rabbi, do we say that that karech was eaten with Pesach? According to Hillel,
the karech was eaten. According to Hillel, that's another question. According to Hillel, did he eat the Pesach, Matzah, Umar, all three together, or did he just eat the Matzah and the Mar together? So the Chayyanki points out that that's a machlekes, two gerses. The Rambam writes explicitly, he only ate the Matzah and the Mar together. He didn't eat it together with the Korban Pesach. And according to the most of the Rishonim, he ate, according to the Yerushalmi, the Farish like that, Yerushalmi and Chala, he ate all three together. Pesach, Matzah, Umar. Shouldn't the Afikoman be Koyrach? What do you mean, shouldn't the Afikoman be Koyrach?
Why don't we have all of that? In other words, therefore, the whole thing is, therefore, shouldn't be, if this is the way that Noah ate Pesach,
yeah.
So wouldn't it make more sense for the Afikoman again to say?
You mean the Afikoman is Echel of Pesach, according to the Rosh, so why don't we have the Koyrach at the end of the Seder? It's a good Kasha. I don't know. It's an interesting Kasha. Yeah. The Tur quotes a practice from the Rishonim, from Rashi, in many of the Bali Ateses, which was an extremely widespread practice, that to the Seder night they would only use what's popularly known today as Matzah's Mitzvah. Matzahs that were baked on Erev Pesach after Chatzos. The matzahs that were baked already before, now that Bizman Azeh, all the factories are all closed now. They're already finished making all the matzahs. No one's making any more matzahs. So the Rashi's opinion and the Bali Ateis is held that you're only yotze by the Seder if you eat matzahs that were baked on Erev Pesach. Where in the world does this come from? That's a big problem. The Mishnayos say beferish fakir. Mishnayos are black and white fakir. The Mishnah talks about being Yotze b'chalas toide rikiki nozir ason liyatzma ason limke bashuk and lamed hemer alas. The Mishnah, the Gemara says, obviously he made this chalas toide rikiki nozir not on Erev Pesach. You don't bring a carbon toide on Erev Pesach. You don't say mizma l'seida. Especially some Rishonim held the version of Rashi, you gotta bake the matzahs mitzah Erev Pesach efter chatzos. Erev Pesach efter chatzos. The Mishugan is baking chalas toide. What is he, crazy? When is he going to bring the carbon toide? After Pesach. What is he baking chalas toide? Obviously he baked it a few days ago. So the Mishnah is beferish against Rashi. Where did he get this idea from? That he only yotze the matzah. It says all over against Rashi. But he only yotze the matzah if it's baked on our Pesach after Chatzos. So there are two versions in Rishonim. So some Rishonim say the source is the Gemara Kuf Chof on the base. The Ozarua and others say. The mocker of the Rashi is Siddur Gemara Faket. Even though the Mishnah says Beferish Yotze with matzahs that were baked way before Pesach, the Gemara passes against the Mishnah. What Gemara? When Gemara? The Gemara that we spoke about yesterday on Kuf Chof on the Beis, where the Gemara says the Machlokes Rabbi Kiva and Ablaza ben Azariah, whether the din of Chatzos by Korban Pesach is a din deraisa or a din derabbanan. What's the difference? Halacha l'maaseh, you have to eat the Korban Pesach by Chatzos. Difference is whether you have to eat matzah and mara by Chatzos. If the din of Chatzos by Korban Pesach is a din deraisa, and then you have a pasuk that where all three are mentioned together in the same pasuk, Pesach Matzah Mor or Achilas Pesach Matzah Mor, so I say that's called a hekish. When you have a few dinim written in the same pasuk, is a hekish. So I say that just like the Korban Pesach has his man of Chatzoy, so to the Matzah Nemara has his man of Chatzoy. But if you hold that the whole din of Chatzoy by Korban Pesach Guf is only midirabbanon, so we explained yesterday, it only makes sense to make such exerid rabbanon by Korban Pesach because there's a chashash. They may come lidei kilkul, they may come lidei aver, but by Matzah Nemara there's no chashash, so they're never introduced. We discussed it yesterday, no? I think so. So there's no chashash, there's no din of Chatzoy. But what does the Gemara say? That if you hold like Rabbi Lozim and Azariah, and that's a machlok, it's 2 days in Tezid, you pass like Rabbi Kivid, you pass like Rabbi Lozim and Azariah. So what does the Gemara say? That there's a hekish between Pesach, Matzah, and Moror, and whatever this man shall say, is man shall say. Whatever this man of the Korban Pesach is, that's this man of the Matzah and the Moror. So that's what the Yerozaruah, now the Rishonim quote in the name of Rashi, this is the mocker of Rashi that contradicts the Mishnah, Laman Heim, and Aleph. You gotta have a strong mocker to argue with the Mishnah. So that's what they say. These Amaroyim are telling you that we don't paskin like the Mishnah. Omar Rove, Ochal Matzah is Manazer, Lacha Chatzos, Le Rablozim Manazer, Le Yotz Dechavasa. Rove is coming. Rove had broad shoulders. He's coming to knock off a Mishnah. He's coming to tell you that this man of Korban Pesach has to be the same as man. This man of Matzah has to be the same as man as the Korban Pesach. Now Rove is only talking about this man Achila because that pasuk with the Iskish Lahadavi is not talking about the Shechitas of Pesach. That's talking about Achilas Pesach, Achilas Matzah, and Achilas Mor. Yochlus Habasa Balayla, that's the Yesha Matzah Salmaram, Yochlus. It's talking about Achilas Matzah and Mor, Achilas Korban Pesach, Achilas. So the Yozeruah quotes in the name of Rashi. No, no, no. Once you have Rabbi who says that it's Iskish Lahadavi with respect to this manim, so not only is this true regarding this manim of Achila, which the Pesach is actually speaking of, it even applies with respect to the zmanim of the Asiyas HaPesach and the Asiyas HaMatzah. Asiyas HaPesach is the Shechita, the Avodas HaShechita, and the Asiyas HaMatzah is the Afiyah. So the Afiyas HaMatzah, the baking, the Lisho, the Afiyah, the baking and the Matzah has to be done the same zman that the Asiyas HaPesach has to be done. So just like Asiyas HaPesach is only kosher Erev Pesach after Chatzos, so too the Asiyas HaMatzah will only be kosher Erev Pesach after Chatzos. Very flimsy mocker. The Gemara doesn't say a word about it. The Gemara says about the Iskish Ladadi based on the Pasuk. Iskish Ladadi regarding his man Achila. The Pasuk doesn't talk about Asiyah. Mechet Eisa, that Rav is coming to reject the Mishnah. Kama Rekama Sugis and Mishnah is where it says Beferish, that the Ozer Rav lists them all off. Where it says Beferish, that you can be Yetzel and Matzahs that were baked before Chatzos and Erev Pesach in the afternoon. He says, come to Rav. Next to the last daf in the Mesichta, ends on Kuf Chaf Aleph Beis. This is Kuf Chaf Beis. Rava has the final say, Hilchos Kibasra, and he rejects everything that it says in the whole Mesichta up until here. That if the matzahs are not baked after Chatzos, you're not Yotze. Where? Rava never said it. Hilchos Rava never said it. But that's what Rashi, that's one version of Rashi. That this is the mocker to reject all of the kulas of the Tanoim. We task him that the matzahs have to be baked after Chatzos. The Vilna Goyen, the Shulchanah quotes it, the Tur quotes it, that this was the common practice all over Europe. This was the practice of all the Bali Atesis, Rashi and the Bali Atesis, used to bake the matzah, Zer Pesach, Hef Tachansas. The Vilna Goyen, when this is quoted in Shulchanah, Vilna Goyen attacks us and he says that this is ridiculous. What are you going to do by Yer Pesach, Shchali is B'Shabbos? The Shechitas HaPesach is Deich HaShabbos. So you're going to tell me that you bake the matzahs on Shabbos afternoon? That's ridiculous. Nobody says you're allowed to bake matzahs afternoon. So when you bake matzahs before Shabbos, so you see that it's okay. That's the Goyen's taina. That's the Rav Soloveitchik also when he would talk about this topic of matzahs mitzvah. So today there's no Rashi, there's no Bali Atesis alive today. Just have the Hasidim. The Hasidim are medaktik, the datke matzahs mitzvah, matzahs that are baked there Pesach after Chatzos. So Rav Soloveitchik always used to laugh off this chumrah, and he always used to say over, he didn't say over from the name of the Vilna Goyen, but he said the same argument. Just there, he would say, chuckling, always laughing, with a laughing tone. What are they going to do? What are they going to do when their face falls on Shabbos? They're going to bake the matzah on Shabbos? Of course, they're not going to bake it before. So you see that they admit themselves that it's wrong. So when you look in the Rishonim say, and some of the Hasidim do it today also like that, the Rishonim say that the Balei HaTosfos will medaktik, they bake the matzahs on Lel HaSeder. Whenever Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, so they would not bake it before. They would bake it Lel HaSeder. So somebody mentioned that to Rabbi Soloveitchik, that that's what the Hasidim do. So he was chuckling and laughing that way also. So he said, well, that's ridiculous. And if you shech the korban Pesach, Leil Pesach is no good. The whole idea, you have to bake the matzahs the same zman as Hiskish to the korban Pesach. You have to bake the matzahs the same zman that you have to do the Asiyas HaPesach. If you do the Asiyas HaPesach, Leil Chamishos, it wouldn't be good. Asiyas HaPesach has to be Yud Dalet Achach HaTzeis. So Leil Tezvav is no good. So just like it's no good for the korban Pesach, it's no good for the matzahs, so they gain nothing. But it says in the Rishonim that's what the Balei HaTesis did. It says the Pharisees that's what the Balei HaTesis did. And in fact, it says in the Balei HaTesis that the Goyim in their times were very religious, devout Catholics. And the bake shops, the bakeries belonged to the Goyim, like we spoke yesterday about the Barcelona, the bakery belonged to the Goyim. So they were very religious. So on Saturday night was already Sunday. So they wouldn't allow any Jews to use their bakery. They were closed down on Sunday. So that the Rishonim had a bribe. There were a few bakeries in town, so most of the Catholics were very devout. They wouldn't be bought off for money. There would always be one who wasn't so observant. They would buy him out. They would bribe him. He would let the Jews use his bakery. So they would bake in shifts. So some of the Balei HaTesis didn't begin their Seder till 2 o'clock in the morning on Pesach night, when it was Motzoi Shabbos, because they had to bake the matzahs in shifts because they didn't have enough bakeries available. The others wouldn't accept any bribe. Only one, that's how they were right. Only one guy wasn't too religious, and he would let them use his bakery even though it was Sunday as their Sabbath. So you see the Pharisees that the Rishonim were very makbir on this. Itak, it doesn't make any sense. If you shech the korban Pesach that night, it wouldn't be good. So Acharonim point out, no. They point out with a straight face, no. That Rashi on Daf Samachem and Beis, the beginning of Eilu Dvar Mepesach Dechenes HaShabbos, Rashi writes, the Shchites HaPesach and the Zrikas HaPesach is Deches Shabbos. The Tzlias HaPesach is not Deches Shabbos. When that Pesach falls on Shabbos, so the broiling of the Korban Pesach may not be done on Shabbos. That you can do Leil HaPesach, Leil Seder on Yom Tov. But the Shchites and the Zrikas HaDam is Deches Shabbos. So Rashi says, why? Because the Shchites and the Zrikas is Eif Shalas is Balayla. The Atzliya you can do Balayla. The Shchites and Zrikas you cannot do Balayla. Why not? Why can't you do the Shchites HaPesach Balayla? So Rashi says, because there's a din of Vayikra, chapter Zion, B'yom Tzavos HaLakov is Korbanim, B'yom Elo Balayla. The general din in all Avodas Adam of Korbanis, that Avodas HaKorbanis has to be done by Yom. Akrobus Kol HaKorbanis has to be done by Yom. So I'm trying to pick on this Rashi, and they ask, why did Rashi have to come with a general din that says that all Hakrovas Korbanos has to be done by Yom? We could have quoted better. The Pasuk says that the Hakrovas Korban Pesach has to be done Yud Dalet in the afternoon. So if you're going to wait till Leil Pesach, it's not Yud Dalet, it's Tezvav. So even if there weren't such a universal din, a general din, that all Korbanos have to be by Yom, even if there would have been a din, Korbanos can be Balayla, but the Korban Pesach cannot be Balayla, has to be Davki Yud Dalet Bein Ho'abayim. After Chatzot, so they say, you see from Rashi that theoretically Tezvav Balayla would have been good. The only reason why it's not good is because Balayla. Otherwise it would have been good. What about the 14th Bein Arbayim? The answer is, the Gemara says in Chulin and in other places that in Kotshim, Halayla Halach Achrayim. So Leil Tezvav is really considered Yudalit. For Kotshim purposes, the days begin with Alos HaShachar. For Chulin purposes, for all other purposes, they say, you listen to the radio, they say the Jewish Sabbath and the Jewish holidays begin from sundown to sundown. That's only for Chulin purposes. But for Kachin purposes, the days begin with Alos HaShachar. So Leil HaPesach still belongs to Yud Dalet. So when the Torah says the Hakrovas Korban Pesach has to be Yud Dalet Bein Ho'abayim, means Yud Dalet after Chatzos. So what we call Leil Tezvav is, in the Beis HaMikdash, is still called Yud Dalet after Chatzos Hayom, till the middle of the night, till after midnight, till Alos HaShachar, Tezvav in the morning, it still belongs to Yud Dalet. So Rashi has to come out with a different reason why it's no good. So he says the reason why the Shchites HaPesach and the Zrikas HaDam cannot be done by Laila is because it's a general din, B'yom Tzavos HaBayom Elo Balayla. But if not for that din that Avodas Balayla is no good, he could have brought the Korban Pesach Balayla. So that's why Rashi, the Shitosa, that's why Rashi in the Balei HaTesis is to bake their matzahs Leil HaSeder. Whenever Pesach fell out on Shabbos, they felt that Leil Tezvav really belongs to Yudalib and Egeh to Kachli. So theoretically, it should have been the Zman of Hakrovis Korban Pesach. He can't do the Korban Pesach technically because there's a Psul Avoda Balayla, but that Psul doesn't apply to Matzahs. There's not a law he can't make Matzahs Balayla. The Matzahs just need the Zman of the Korban Pesach, the theoretical Zman of the Korban Pesach. So it is the right Zman. That's how the Achreinim Amiyash of this practice. This is one version of Rashi. This is the famous version of Rashi, that the matzahs have to be baked there at Pesach after Chatzos. Other Rishonim write differently though. Other Rishonim write the matzahs have to be baked there at Pesach, and even if it's in the morning is also okay. So mazeh, if you bake it in the morning of Erev Pesach, that's not the zman of the Shechitas HaPesach. So manish tam in the morning of Yud Dalet, from the morning of Yud Gimel, from Yud Gimel Ador or Yud Gimel Tishrei. If you're already allowing baking of the matzah the morning of Yud Dalet, there's nothing to do with Shechitas HaPesach. It's not based on Rabbis Hekish, not the way the Ozeruah quoted from Rashi, based on Rabbis Hekish. So what is that based on? How can you say that you have to bake the matzah Zavka on Erev Pesach, but we would allow you to bake it in the morning also? One of the Rishonim writes, there's a Sefer HaNayor. Who put it out recently? They reviewed it. I think Rabbi Gershon Attal just printed it recently. So in this Sefer HaNayor, by one of the Talmidim of Rashi, the Balei HaTaisa, he writes that was their practice all the time. He used to bake the matzahs in the morning of Yud Dalet, but Chalila, not to bake it earlier. So what do you accomplish by baking in the morning of Yud Dalet as a Pella? So that's where Rav Soloveitchik used to have his contribution. He gave his pshat. So he had a whole pshat that you have to bake the matzahs lishma. Means that by baking the matzahs, chala din matzah on it. So he had a source in Rishonim from the Balamor and the Ramban, earlier in the Mesich, the Psochim, that the Shem Matzah can only be chal at a time that there's a Shem Chametz. When there's no Shem Chametz, there's no Shem Matzah. Because the Yerushalmi says you're not permitted to eat matzah the Erev Pesach. So there's a machlokes Rishonim, when does Erev Pesach begin? The Balamor says you're only forbidden to eat matzah Erev Pesach after Chatzos. Erev Pesach in the morning you can eat matzah. There's no Shem Matzah unless there's a Shem Chametz.
So what's the Shem Chametz?
Because
it's the Mikdash.
That's a taina. That's a kasha against the whole Balamor and the Ramban. That's an argument. But that's they're working like this. There has to be a Shem Chametz for Pesach. So the Balamor writes that the only time the Yerushalmi says it's forbidden to eat matzah is there a Pesach after Hatzais when you have a Shem Chametz. The Ramban says, no, you already have a Shem Chametz in the morning because there's a mitzvah of Tashbisu. And others hold, some Achrenim write, you're not allowed to eat matzah even Leil Bedikas Chametz, Leil Yudalet, because there's a Shem Chametz for Bedikah. So the mitzvah of Bir Chametz already begins with the Rabbanon to the extent that you have the Chayvah's Bedikah. So all the three opinions are working with this premise. The premise being that a Shem Matzah only exists at a time that you have a Shem Chametz. This notion is based on the Gemara, Laman Hei Amad Aleph. The Gemara says, only Lechem Abol L'dei Chimutz, Adam Yotzei B'dei Chavosai L'matzah. But it's Dvarim Sheinon, Dvarim are not born L'dei Chimutz, Eidon Yotzei B'dei Chavosai L'Shem Matzah. That's on Laman Hei Amad Aleph. The Gemara has a drosha. So the Balamor and the Ramban and others have worded it like that. That's how they seem to have understood and interpreted this memory in the Gemara, that it only has a Shem Matzah at a time that there exists a Shem Chametz, and this thing could have been Bola Dechimus. So if you have to bake the matzah l'shma, means that by baking the matzah it's chal Shem Matzah. How can it be chal Shem Matzah if there's no Shem Chametz yet? So that's why some Rishonim insist you have to bake Erev Pesach after Chatzos, like the Balamor, that there's no Shem Chametz in the morning. And the Ramban says, no, there is a Shem Chametz in the morning, so you can bake the matzah in the morning. The Ramban and the Balamor are not talking about baking matzah, they're talking about the Isser of Yushama, of eating matzah Erev Pesach, but they're working on such a premise. There's no Shem Matzah unless there's a Shem Chametz. Rav Soloveitchik applied their svaris to this issue, the baking, the issue of the baking of the matzah. Yeah, but then it's a Pella. So where is there a source anywhere in the Gemara to contradict the Mishnah and Daf Lamed Hei? The Mishnah and all the Gemara say you can't be Yotze with matzah that was baked a month in advance, a year in advance. So according to the Ozeruah's version, he says that Rava, when you get to Daf Kuf Chofen Beis, when you get to Rava at the end of the Masechta, Rava meant to reject everything, even though it doesn't really say the Rava, so Rashi added on a little bit. But if he's saying that has nothing to do with the Hekish to the Korban Pesach because of Shem Chametz, Shem Matzah, where is there a Gemara that says that you don't pass like the Mishnah? Very strange, but that was a very widespread practice in the days of the Rishon. Okay, we'll stop here. Lina, Sunday morning is a normal day. Bechera? No. What time do we usually learn on Sunday after that? 11:30. We'll be there at 11:30. Is the same as this man of Korban Pesach. Does that hekesh apply also on the level of the Rabbanan to Arba Kaisis or not? Is the Redin at Arba Kaisis also need the same zman or not? That's the Shaila Benegir to starting the Seder. The Taisis writes on the first Mishnah in Arvid Pesachim that the Mishnah says you shouldn't begin the Seder Ad Shetechshach. What do those last two words mean? You're not allowed to begin to eat the meal Ad Shetechshach. What's Ad Shetechshach? The Tosfos has a chiddush. Not all the Rishonim agree. Tosfos has a chiddush that even if the person wants to be meisit mechoil al hakodesh, and he wants to say kiddush early, like on a regular Shabbos and Yom Tov, all other Yomtov, all those Shabbosim, on Pesach night you can't do that because the pasuk says they claim that this is what it means in the Tosefta. Other Balei Tosfos deny, but that's what Tosfos says. The Rimi Kurvail is in the Tosfos on Tzadik Tes on the days the Mamaskal at Shetechshach. It says in the Chumash V'Ochlus Habasa Balaylo Hazeh. You have to eat the Korban Pesach Balaylo. Umatza Moror Iskishu Le Pesach. That's the Gemara Kuf Chof on the base, because it's written in the same passage. So just like the Gemara says that there's a Hekish when it gets to the Sofazman, that you can't be Yoytze Matza Nemor after Chatzos. If you hold like Rav Lozem and Azariah, the Chatzos is their Eise, so too the Iskishu when it gets to the Tchilos Hazman. That one would not be able to fulfill the mitzvah of Achilas Korban Pesach during the Zman of Tosefes Yontes, because even though you're Moshe Mechor Vala Kodesh, you only mekabel the Kedusha Sayyem of Yontif earlier, but it doesn't convert it into Laila. You can't say that it's of Yochlas Abbas of Laila Hazeh. Laila is only after Tzeisach Kechavim, when you know for sure that it's Laila. Just like one cannot fulfill the mitzvah of Korban Pesach during the Zman of Tosefes, so to one, Tesis claims, one cannot fulfill the mitzvah of Matzah and Morah during this man is that we don't have any Korban Pesach. You can also not fulfill the mitzvah of Matzah and Morah during this man of Tosefes. So how did we jump from there to say that you can't begin to say you can't begin Kiddush till after Tzeisach Kechavim? Because we say that even though the Hekish on the level of the Reis only applies Pesach, Matzah and Morah, there clearly is no Hekish by Abba Kaisa is only the Rabbanon. But once they introduced Arba Kaisis, so they declared as if the Hekish goes on Arba Kaisis as well. Midi Rabbanan. The Hekish goes, all mitzvahs halaylo are iskishu ador debinigir to this month. Then you shouldn't begin to say the Kiddush, because the Kiddush is the first of the Arba Kaisis. You shouldn't begin to say the Kiddush until after Tzeisach Kechavim, because we require all the mitzvahs halaylo. And every other Shabbos and Yom Tov Tzeisach holds, he may say Kiddush mebod yom. But aleil Pesach not, because the Kiddush is the first of the Arba Kaisis. And the Abakasis are also included in the Hekish. So that Taisus is like the Ran said in Megillah. The Ran quotes the Taisus. He doesn't tell you where the Taisus is. This is it. The Ran said in Megillah that if you're going to be Machmir to finish the Afikoyman before Chatzais, that's not only the Afikoyman, because Afikoyman is Dika Mitzvah Smatz. He says only Abakasis. Because everything is Iskish. Where is that Taisus? This is our friend who said, we don't have that Taisus. Of course we have that Taisus. That Taisus is quoted in Shulchan Aruch that you shouldn't begin to say Kiddush Achetechshach, because we require even the Abakoises are also Iskashu, the Korban Pesach, and you need Balaila Azeh, Bechlus Abasa Balaila Azeh, doesn't only go on Korban Pesach, it goes on Matzamar, and it goes on the Abakoises as well. In Brachas on Daf Chav Zayin, where the Gemara says you can make Kiddush Mabod Yom, you can be Mekabel Shabbos and make Kiddush when the sun is still shining, there's a Taisvei Harosh. We don't have this printed on the Daf in our Taisvei. Taisvei Harosh quotes other Rishonim who disagree on the first step. They say you can even eat Korban Pesach when the sun is shining on Erev Pesach. Ayit says, V'achlus habasa balaylo hazeh. And the Gemara says, balaylo v'lo bayom. That if you eat the Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach, the Gemara says, yirayver on this Yisir aseh. So the Tesvi Rosh says, no, that's the Gemara mem aleph on the base. The Gemara says, V'achlus habasa balaylo hazeh is an Yisir aseh. Balaylo en bayom lo. That if you eat the Korban Pesach bayom, Erev Pesach, Yerayvan and Isaresi. So the Tosfos Harosh quotes other Balei Tosfos say no, that means if you eat it on Erev Pesach before you are Mekabel Kedushas Yontif. But if the person was Mekabel Al Atzmo Kedushas Hayoyim, if there is such a thing as Tosfos Yontif, if you believe in Tosfos Yontif, the Rama maybe holds there's no Tosfos Shabbos, no Tosfos Yontif, it doesn't exist. Doesn't exist possibly. But if you hold that there is such a thing as Tosfos Yontif, that if you must, Mechal Al HaKodesh, it's Chal. So then the Tosfos Harosh says you can even eat the Korban Pesach Mebod Yom. That's a chiddush. But the most of the Balei HaTosfos hold not so. That's out of the question. You can't be Yotze Korban Pesach from Bogyo. It says Balayla Azeh. Balayla means Dafka Balayla, not in the morning of the first day Pesach and not on Erev Pesach, even though you are Moisif Mechayla HaKadosh. You can't be Yotze. So who are the Nama? You have the Hekish, Benigeh to Matzah and Morer, and Benigeh to all the other cases as well.
In other words, if it's getting late we and we see it's already getting chatzos and we still are about to start our first parsa,
have in mind to be yotze then, right? Have in mind the fairies to be yotze then you won't have to eat the afikomen. According to Tosfos and Rashbam, there's no, the only reason to eat the afikomen is that that's the mitzvah matz. The Rosh disagrees. Usually we follow the Rosh. The Rosh disagrees. He says that that's not correct. He says the mitzvah matzah, you yotze at the beginning of the meal when you said the bracha al achilas matzah, you had your desires matzah. And the afikomen is zechel pesach, which was always nechel al asova. They always used to eat the korban pesach at the end of the meal. That's the din in the mechilta. Had the Bavli never had that din. A pesach nechel al asova. Yeah, it says it. Has it a little bit, but it doesn't really spell it out. The Yerushalmi explains what it means. A pesach nechel al asova, according to the Yerushalmi, means that it's eaten tosis on dafayinam and alav, quotes the Yerushalmi. That the pesach should be eaten at the end of the meal, because people aren't allowed to eat too much on our Pesach in the afternoon, in the morning, the afternoon, especially if they're fasting. So they're going to be starving when it comes to Pesach night. They're hungry, especially if you say the first day for the Haggadah, so they're going to be hungrier. So then by the time it comes to eat the meal of the Korban Pesach, in their eagerness, in their haste to eat the flesh because they're hungry, they may by mistake break one of the bones, and the Korban Pesach is a very soft, has very soft bones, because it's a very young animal. That's the season of the year that the animals are born. And they're very tiny and they're very soft. If you wait till next year, if you have, the animals are born in the Nissan time, in the springtime. If you wait till next year, then it's possible for Korban Pesach, because it's a Pesach Shavuot Shnasa. If it's past the first birthday, it's no good. So you have to use one that was born this year, and it has to be Ben Shmein Ayam, it has to be 8 days old. But it's just going to be a week and a half old. It's going to be 2 weeks old. That's about all. So it has very soft bones. It's very easy to break the bones of the Korban Pesach. You can chew into it accidentally. Or you can break it accidentally without even trying, without even meaning to break the bones. So the Yerushalmi says they made Gzeira de Rabbanan. The Yerushalmi holds that this din, that a Pesach Nechal al Asova, is only a din de Rabbanan, Gzeira Mishum Shvir Asetzen. That you may by mistake break some of the bones. So the Yerushalmi understands if the guy is already eating the Korban Pesach at the end of the meal, he's not starving, he's not in such eagerness, he's not in such a rush to swallow some of the food, so we're not concerned, we're not afraid that he's going to break the bones. So the Yerushalmi understands HaPesach Nechal Al HaSova the way we usually assume, that it means he eat it at the end of the meal. So Bizman HaZeh, that is no Korban Pesach, so we make a Zechal HaPesach by having Afikomen at the end, and the Afikomen is the Zechal HaPesach. That's how the Rosh understands. That's how we Al Pi Pashtus learn the Mishnah also. In the end of the Masechta, it says, "Eimachtir nacha Pesach afikomen." You're not allowed to eat dessert after you finish eating the Korban Pesach. So the Gemara has a machlokes. What about Bizman HaZeh? Bizman HaZeh, we don't have any Korban Pesach, so we eat matzah at the end, zechel Pesach. The matzah is eaten at the end of the meal, zechel Pesach, because the Pesach was nechel al asova at the end of the meal. So the Gemara has a machlokes. Does the din of the Mishnah apply also? That Eimachtir nacha matzah afikomen, that you shouldn't eat anything. We call the last thing afikomen because you're not allowed to eat dessert after it. So the Gemara has a machlokes, and we paskin that the din does apply. Even Bizman HaZeh the din applies. Or the Mishnah and Kuf Chaf Amir Aleph says, Yoshnu Miktsasan Yochlu Kulan Lo Yochlu. Let's say you have a group of people are sitting and eating the afikomen. The Rashbam says, the Shulchan Aruch says, they started eating the afikomen. Hizchilo Lechol Piskon. The Yiked din in the Mishnah goes, they're in the middle of eating the Korban Pesach, and then they all fell asleep. So the Mishnah says, if everybody fell asleep, la yochlu, they're not permitted to continue eating. Why? So there are two pshatim the Rishonim give. The Ravid writes, based on the Gemara earlier, that korbanos need shmira. The pasuk says that truma needs shmira. Mishmarat emesim. How does it say? Mishmeres trumaisai. It says mishmeres trumaisai. And the Rashi writes on the first daf and chulin on that base on the base that if there's a din of mishmeres by truma, it's a kal v'chomer that you need shmira by korbanos. Shmira is that you have to have mishmeres, that it shouldn't become nitma. You have to be careful that it doesn't become tummy. What if somebody has bisar korbanos and he's not careful? He left it in an exposed position and he walked away for a few hours and he comes back and he doesn't know whether it became nitma or did not become nitma. Does he have the right to shtel after chazoket that 3 hours ago was tahor? He has the right to assume that it's still tahor. So the Gemara says maybe you should have had the right to shtel after chazoket, but there's a psul of hesach hadas. If nobody was watching it, then there's halacha that it's possible because it may have become nitma. There's a machloikas amaroim in the Gemara in the lamids whether the psul hesach hadas is betoras vaday or betoras sofik. Is it because it's a sofik shema nitma, or do you say because of the possibility shema